Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
Do you feel blame? Are you mad? Do you feel like Woos Kabob's right for Anish? Get Freddy's boots,
We have no interest in what's going on with you.
It's the 14th day of January, 2020. My name is Chris Hockey. Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Today's comedians are Philip Kapinski and Jim Gaffigan.
Yeah, man, that getting older sneaks up on you, though, right? I had a wake-up call for how old I am recently. I was playing pickup basketball at a park, and these young guys showed up. One of them bumps into me. My whole life, somebody bumps into me in sports. They're like, my bad, you good? You good? This young guy bumped into me and he's like, sir, are you all right? It's like, man, I'm sir, are you all right old? I had no idea. Worst part was, I was not all right at all. I was limping out of that park like, yeah, it'll be okay later, someday, probably, maybe. I don't know, my wife's got ointments, we'll figure it out. It's nice to catch up with my boss. I've always been kind of like a grumpy old man, especially when it comes to money. I get really grumpy when I hear people fantasize about being rich. So they're always like, oh, dude, if I had $1 million, I'd get a mansion, Mustang, condo in Hawaii. It's like, dude, you just spent $2 million imaginary dollars. Your budget was $1 million imaginary dollars. You're never going to be rich. You can't even manage your imaginary money right now, man.
I used to have a futon. Anyone ever make that mistake? It's like sleeping on a grill. Never enough foo in the top.
It's a couch that turns into a bed.
The most disappointing transformer of all. You ever try and move a futon? It's impossible. You always end up folding it in half and dragging it around like it's an 800-pound taco. You're like, argh. I did some research. You know what they fill futons with? Hatred. The only thing more uncomfortable than the futon is the beanbag chair. Has anyone ever sat in a beanbag chair and thought, oh, this was a good decision? And I was like, how do I get out of this? What do I, scissor kick or something? And how do you sit in a beanbag chair without looking like you have a drinking problem? I gotta get this one in rehab. Who even came up with that?
Hey, you know how people love sitting on beans?
Not really, but go ahead.
Well, it'd be a big bag filled with beans. And we'd make the bag vinyl so when you were wearing shorts, it would stick to your legs.
Do you even work here?
Not one bit.
That's a huge bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
That's a huge bitch.
Do you want to start? Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show, Tuesday, January 14th of 2020. One more day before Chris has knee replacement, is out for a week and a half. But the full show today, whether it's John Bonus, who should be here shortly, Carly Zucker, who should be here about 7:30, same thing with Mark Rosen. We'll talk to one of Hawks' all-time favorites, Lynn Gilmartin, about 7 o'clock, live from Melbourne, Australia. And then Chris can get the hell out of here and go get a new knee.
Yeah, man. All prepped and ready to go. I'm just ready to get this over with. Let's go.
Yeah, I bet.
Let's roll, man.
Yeah,
let's do this.
So you're more positive than you were the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, I mean,
more optimistic.
Yeah, optimistic. I don't even know. It's just like at this point, you're like, it's going to happen. So why am I waiting till tomorrow? Let's go ahead and get it done right now.
Right.
You know.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. I talked to my surgeon last night. She seems relatively confident.
You'd hope. I hope it's not like one of those, phone commercials.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
Yeah, hey,
you nervous? Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I have the shakes all of a sudden.
Guess who just got reinstated?
Right. Guess who's a drunk?
Well, partially.
Yeah. I'm going to be up all night the night before doing coke, so good luck to you.
No,
you
it's
don't mind
be
if I smoke.
It's going to be good. It's going to be good. Every person I talk to has a different story and a different thing about the level of pain involved and this, that, and the other. So at this point, I'm like, you know, it's sort of like when there's a really big guy in front of you and he's going to punch you in the face and you're just sick of it, so you just hit him first. That's how I feel right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know you're going to get beat up, but you might as well just take the beating and get it over with. Right?
Yeah.
That's
I'm going to disappoint so many people with what I'm about to say, but I've never been beat up.
Well.
Either have I. Either have I.
Like I said,
either
I used to get the only fights I was ever in. Was when I was very young, and it was the same kid in the neighborhood, and he grew up to be something like 6'5", and would have destroyed me. So I had a small window to kick his ass, and I did when I was like 7.
Good job.
Or 8.
Yeah.
Right? If I had run into him again at 16, 17, 18, I wouldn't be here. He filled out.
Don't worry.
He was a beanpole when he was younger.
I've been beat up enough for all of us. All three of us on the show.
Well, there you go.
But it's good.
It averages out.
You know, you just, you just realize that getting beat up doesn't kill you.
Yeah.
So you might as well just take your beating.
Right, as long as they don't beat you to death.
Yeah, right.
Sometimes you deserve it.
Right. Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Yeah.
Well said, Paul.
Yeah, thank you, Corey. It's very nice of you.
And I know it doesn't make a lot of sense. God, what a cool song.
Yep. Let's just get this out of the way.
All right, let's do this
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Good. Come on.
There's a guy in Mexico who went to the hospital recently because he's had, a bit of an issue. He took a sexual enhancement pill.
Yeah.
That left him engorged for 3 consecutive days.
Yes. Yeah, that'll happen.
He didn't take blue chew chewables. Can't blame him,
no,
right?
That wouldn't have happened.
No. He's a little more extreme. The rest of us like to stay with our feet on the ground and go, hey, let's try blue chew chewables once in a while.
Yeah, looky here.
This guy in Mexico said, no, thank you. He took a stimulant that's used for breeding bulls.
Oh.
Jesus Lord.
Okay,
bulls on parade,
the
I
guy
guess.
From Night Court?
Yep.
Yeah. Brilliant.
God dang, that's an old reference.
Yeah, but it's a great reference for anyone.
I'm an old dude.
Yeah, but
you
it's
mean the character from Old Time Show?
This is the story to me is this quote. He told doctors he took it because he was hoping to have, quote, his successful sexual encounter with a young woman of 30 years.
Ooh.
Oh.
So he was very specific about his age range. He wanted a 30-year-old. There's no word on how old he is, but doctors were able to successfully perform surgery and help the guy out. So his engorgement is gone. Hopefully he doesn't mess with the bull breeding sexual enhancement pills moving forward.
Wow, that's, yeah.
I don't know, man. I can't even imagine. Can you imagine how big those pills must be?
Yeah. And it probably says wherever you got it. If it comes in a pill bottle, it probably says not for human use, just bypassed.
Well, I don't think he cared. I think he knew he was gambling.
Yeah, he knew that this was a gamble, but it was one he was willing to take. And I wonder, did he get the 30-year-old before it all fell apart?
He didn't go walking around saying, hey, I just took bull enhancement pills. Anybody want to bang?
Right. Or maybe he did. I don't know.
Well, he had a 3-day window.
Huh?
Right. He had 3 days to impress her.
Yeah, right.
Night and day. Three straight days.
You know what? Good for him. And I understand where he's coming from and poorly chosen words there. But good for him. Yeah, give it a shot, right? You only live once.
You know, they always say if it doesn't go down after 4 hours, you're supposed to call a doctor.
Yeah, right.
I wonder how long that situation would be fun.
Right.
And how...
Forget medically. Just... In terms of inconvenience, God, I gotta go to Target.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
How many pairs of pants can I put on before this hurts?
Would it be weird if I just held a coat over it?
Right.
Yeah.
And you got to think too. Like you say to yourself, I know if that had been a blue chew chewable, then I had 4 hours, and then I ought to think about calling the doctor. But that was a That was a bull Viagra. Yeah. All right. I mean, do you times that by four?
Yeah. You know,
I mean,
16.
And did you look at the clock when you took the pill?
Clock?
Because you're saying to yourself, it's got to have been at least 4 hours.
Yeah, what time is it?
What's going on with the flagpole in my pants?
Right. And don't most people, though, much like Blue Chew Jewels, don't most people take it right before an act?
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't just do it and go, geez, I hope in the next 3 days I get this 30-year-old.
Right, yeah.
Right.
So it's not the waiting game with that.
Yeah, right.
So maybe it aggressively started.
Can I ask you guys
a 30-year-old gal?
Another question?
Sure, of course. Please.
Let's say you go, let's say it's at 5.5 hours. You have a 5.5 hour erection, okay?
Yeah.
Duh.
How, and then you go to the emergency room, okay? Where in line are you for seeing a doctor? Like, are you towards the bottom of the barrel? Are you towards the top?
My guess is, you know, when you go and the triage doctor decides a lot of the times whether it's an urgent care process or an emergency process?
Of course, yeah.
I think this falls in emergency.
Really?
I think so.
Well, okay. I think, you know, I mean, you know, if there's a gunshot victim...
Yeah. Right.
You're probably behind them.
A pregnant lady. You're behind them.
Probably.
Well, you're probably the reason.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Right.
Somebody help me!
Yeah, right.
I'm pregnant!
Right.
Is there an emergency?
No, but I'm a pregnant lady!
There's a foot sticking out. Does this look like an emergency?
Help me, my husband has a 5.5 hour erection.
You know what I like about it is I read the story this morning, but I also read it on the AP, where I get my news stuff from.
More official, more...
Right.
What's the word I'm looking for?
Professional.
Astute?
Professional, sure. Yeah. Probably a little dry.
Yeah. And I like to see how they
not
word
as aggressive,
things,
right?
You know?
Yeah.
Everything's, you know, a Mexican man has undergone surgery after suffering from an intense... Mm-hmm. 3-day erection. So this one's labeled intense.
I don't think there's a casual 3-day erection.
I don't think it's how you doing.
I don't want to leave yet.
Yeah, it's not.
Let's take a nap.
What's the comic that talks like that? Wright. It's not a Stephen Wright erection.
It's a more of a Bobcat Goldthwait erection.
That's Taz.
That's Taz.
La Republica reports that the man bought a sexual stimulant used for bull breeding in East Mexico. And then here's the main difference between the two articles. The man took the stimulant to perform intercourse with a woman.
Well, yeah.
But I like it. To perform.
Right. Yeah. Like
intercourse
it's...
with a woman. Yeah. I will be performing intercourse now!
Like it's a 1770 play. Like can you have coffee bonus once in a while?
Yeah, I'd love it, please.
Brilliant.
Hats off to you, sir.
I actually put the hat on it to go to Target.
Could have done bulls on parade, but this does make more sense.
I think the next time I'm begging, I'm going to say, honey, can we perform intercourse?
Yeah.
And then...
Lights! Yeah. Action! Acting!
And cut!
No. Wrong term.
Line!
Right. Brilliant.
He asked for a line, like in a play.
That's off of the bull.
Yeah, there's a lot of weird stories today. Can I tell you another one? I don't know if this was in the prep, but again, this one's from the AP. Adrian Peterson reporting this morning that... A Scottish man stands accused of humping and having public simulated sex with a fence. And...
He performed intercourse with a fence.
Ta-da! Simulated sex with a fence and... the hood of a minibus.
How many people have you been with that was basically like fornicating with a fence?
How dare you?
He's banged a couple of minibuses.
How dare you?
Yeah, in Colorado.
The Dunfermline Press.
What?
Reports that an elderly couple told a court in Scotland that they saw 36-year-old David Bruce
Of course.
Yeah. It's a David.
Of course it's a David.
Only thing worse than a David is a David Bruce.
Yeah, the only thing worse than a David is a Bruce.
Yes, thank you very much, man. I can. Yep. I'm good today. Thank you very much.
Look at John concerned for your medical safety. Know.
John's the best.
Are you allowed to have coffee today?
Yeah.
Yeah. I am. Got a 3-day erection. I can do whatever I want.
Apparently, David Bruce. Was in a drunken stupor, which are the best kind of drunk stupors. Yeah. I mean, any other kind of stupor, trouble. Drunken stupor, fun.
Vegas.
David Bruce pulled his pants down and started rubbing his genitals on a wooden fence before he moved over to a nearby minibus.
The minibus makes more sense.
That's literally the first thing Bonus heard was rubbing his genitals.
Who wants to rub your stuff on wood? Splinters and whatnot.
Well, hey, you know, cross the streams.
Ugh.
Let's start a fire here.
Thanks, Billy Joel. Great point.
Good Lord.
Yeah, we need this for warmth.
And again, what part of the minibus? I know you said the hood. Does it just mean rub? There's no hole there. He's just rubbing it on the hood?
I think he was just rubbing it.
Yeah.
You know, like, hey.
I think he just needed something to gyrate against.
Yeah.
Just needed a little friction.
All right. I mean, why don't we combine these two stories? Right? Just have 3 days of just fence banging.
I don't know. You know, the only thing I can think of.
Yes.
He heard this song.
Yeah. He got horny.
Yeah. I gave a fence. A ride on my wanger. Anyway, after he finished with the minibus, the man is said to have urinated in the street and then touched himself in the presence of neighborhood residents.
This guy doesn't get how sex works. Yeah, and then he bowed.
You know, when they say it like that, though, it does sound beautiful.
Yeah, what if that sounds beautiful?
Right? He touched himself in the presence.
Yeah, he felt his spirit.
He went Buffalo Bill on it.
I see the Cajun coach in Waterboy.
Yeah.
Right?
Or Buffalo Bill.
Right. David Bruce faces a number of charges. His trial expected to continue next month. We'll let you know the rest of the story when we have it.
Yeah, touching yourself in the presence of neighbors doesn't sound as good as cranking it off into a recycling bin.
Right, yeah.
But that's why the Associated Press wrote that story.
That's right.
More professional.
Yeah, I love it. Here's the story, son. Make this palatable to, you know, CCO listeners.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Right?
Old viewers. They're not going to understand what the kids are doing these days.
That's all right.
And now here are the crop prices.
Yeah. Right.
Gas is up.
Coming up after Wheel of Fortune, a guy that banged a fence.
And it's not a former coworker who did the sports here.
Right.
Speaking of Bull of Viagra, let's go live to the...
Hi, John.
Hi, kids.
I live a boring life, comparatively.
Yeah, well,
let's start performing in public.
Right.
The AP.
In the presence of others?
Yeah.
Presence of neighbors?
You know...
John, you ever got it on in public? Maybe like an outdoor concert.
I was just thinking.
Maybe while whitewater rafting.
I don't think I have.
Like a picnic.
No, I don't think so.
On a solid
hike.
Not
even like in a wooded area or anything like that. Right. I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, hold on.
Yeah, never too late.
Yeah, I mean, it depends how far you want to go with get it on.
Clarify.
No actual intercourse.
Got it. But tons of fun.
Sure.
That counts.
Sure.
Sauce banged on a golf course once.
Did he?
Hole in one.
Yeah, it was two shots, maybe.
Yeah, it was a triple bogey.
Yeah, it wasn't very well played, but... Yeah.
It's not a log drive. No. More of a wedge shot.
Yeah, it was a flop shot.
All right, we'll do front page sports when we come back. Again, action-packed show between now and 9 o'clock. John Bonus is here. LSU dominated last night, at least the second half they dominated. It was a battle in the first half, and it kind of got out of control. And the baseball world is on fire, so it's a good day that you're here, John, because it's over for your sport. The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this on The Fan.
The Fan. The Fan.
Wrong button. Well, good morning, everybody. So you guys have all seen the movie Up? The fantastic film?
Oh, yeah. I've never seen the beginning, though. That's the scariest.
That's the saddest part.
Yeah.
By a mile.
It's really good. And then later in the film, you see, I'm thinking of Up, right? No, I'm not thinking of Up, I bet. Which one's the one about the where the people end up in the giant chairs that just roll them around and they never walk anymore?
Wally.
That's Wally. Wally.
What in the
hell? So you know the chairs that take them everywhere they go?
Yeah.
I'm reading an article on Gizmodo.com, the weirdest and the worst of CES. So we talked about, you know, the thing that'll keep you from being a preemie EJAC.
Okay. Yep.
I think EJAC sounds better. EJAC really does take it to another level.
Yeah, EJAC is... Doesn't it,
John?
That's something we wouldn't say at 8 a.m.
Right. Anyway, Segway's self-balancing technology that allows personal mobility devices to get around on just two wheels has always been impressive, according to this article.
It is.
Yeah.
Balancing technology is super cool.
Right. But no one has managed to find a great application for it. Segway, Ninebot's latest attempt is to make self-balancing vehicles something every consumer wants, and it is called the S-Pod. Terrible name.
Right. Yeah. I've seen it. Yeah. Have you seen the
I'm looking at it right now.
I've seen it as well, yeah.
It looks exactly like what those fat people were riding in WALL-E.
If you hadn't seen WALL-E.
Yeah.
It looks awesome.
Well, yeah. It's a two-wheeled, self-balancing throne. It literally looks like a throne, designed to be an alternative to e-scooters and even bicycles. It has a top speed of 25 miles per hour, which is flying, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cooking, right? An expected range of over 40 miles. It could be useful as a way to quickly get around airports and college campuses, but despite its appearance, it's not designed to be an alternative to wheelchairs or self-propelled mobility aids. Getting in and out seems tricky, even for able-bodied riders. So in case you haven't seen it, again, it's called the S-Pod, which, again, find a new name. That's what it looks like, John, if you haven't seen it yet. This is
I'm seeing it right now.
Again, and you know, when I was in San Jose the other day, walking around, every person under the age of 40 was on either one of those powered scooters or a straight-up powered... a skateboard, or a regular skateboard.
Yeah,
nobody was walking.
Have you seen the thing?
That's terrific.
Yeah, the thing with one wheel that you stand on, and you just lean forward.
Yeah, I've seen those. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Again,
the scooters are sweet, dude.
Yeah, and all those people that you know were young and in fine shape, but for the sake of humanity, can you just walk? I mean, can we
riding
just...
those scooters is fun?
I'm sure.
People got places to be, man. They're on the move.
So they need to walk fast, then. Get some steps in.
Nah, screw that, man. My my daughter got a hoverboard for Christmas. Those things are badass.
Yeah?
I cannot wait to put on the dorkiest helmet of all time, just a douche t-shirt, and just do laps around the neighborhood and make an absolute fool of myself just to embarrass her.
Yeah. It's a good call.
You been on those things? They're sweet. No wonder. Remember, there was like a big push in the NFL where they had to ban them in locker rooms because too many players were using them. I think Cam Newton was into them. They're badass. Yeah. They're super fun.
I think that would be awesome,
man.
That seems to me like that should be what this technology does. Like we should all just have those.
You know what was awesome? Getting on your bicycle and riding to the park. That was what was awesome.
Oh, look at you, Grandpa.
No, I'm being serious,
all
man.
Right, boomer.
Do you want your kids doing less exercise? Seriously. Is that what you want? Do you want our youth being less healthy? They already sit in front of their damn televisions all day long.
Lucky!
Yeah.
No, I'm serious!
It's a golden age of TV!
This is exactly what we heard when we were growing up in the
70s. Hockey.
Just so we're clear, Hawk. You and I heard the exact same thing.
Not even close, dude. We actually went outside. We really did. We went out and
we heard
bicycles.
The same thing, though. It was the same thing. All we heard would hear from our parents or grandparents was, oh, you guys sit around watching that primetime television too much.
Right.
Blah,
and you know
blah,
what? I'm willing
with
to admit
four
that
networks.
I'm willing to admit that I'm wrong and maybe I'm just being old, but I'm not.
No, you're right.
But there are so many kids, though, even though there's a bunch of lazy kids in this next generation as well, there's a whole bunch of kids that are super fitness focused because of Instagram. They have to have the perfect ass. They have to work out 12 times a day so they can post their post-workout sweat pictures. So they're also very fitness focused.
Have you been in a high school lately?
I'm not allowed within 100 yards.
Yeah, no.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, is that a trick question?
Right.
Yeah, I'm kind of with hockey, but there also has been more, as Corey just said, there's a lot of pressure on these kids to, because now instead of like if you're the big kid, you just get picked on at school. Now you can get picked on everywhere, social media, everywhere. So being, I don't know, I don't hang around a lot of kids.
So you said, have we been in high school? I've been in high school lately. I've got kids who just graduated high school.
Right.
I don't remember those kids looking significantly different than I looked or than my friends looked in high school in the 80s.
Okay.
I mean, I could be wrong. Is your experience different? Like, you just see a lot more obese kids?
I would just say less healthy kids. I mean, to be honest with you, just less healthy.
I don't know. It'd be hard to be less healthy than we were in the early 80s.
Well, I don't know, man.
Right. Well, I don't know, but haven't they, Corey, you have kids in school. Haven't they taken pop machines and all that out?
Yeah.
No, they have not.
And a lot of
they have not.
They're definitely way more health focused.
Oh, yeah, there's absolutely no pop machines in the Minneapolis public schools right now.
Okay. I'm sure I'm wrong. I'm sure I am, but it's just...
They don't have any fun anymore. But look at... Hey, I went home every day and watched... You know, the Joker's Wild in Jeopardy and
right.
drank Mountain Dew and ate Doritos. And look at how good I turned out.
I know, you're right. I should get out of the way of progress.
Never
you're 100%
mind.
Right.
No, I mean, I don't know, maybe you are right.
No, get off our side, Corey. Get off my side.
No, I was talking to our buddy Mike from Diageo last night. And he said him and I were talking about kids and millennials and stuff like this. And I brought up VR that I still think there's going to be a giant wave for fitness when it comes to virtual reality video games.
Yes, fitness whole pizza in your damn mouth.
Jeez. Hey, but you've done VR, right?
The obese society. It's not the obese children that are giving you knee surgery tomorrow.
No, but think of how many times in Sauce, I know you have your cute little Pendleton, so you can look at racked out British chicks tell you to cycle faster.
Yeah, I got a picture for
you. But the rest of us, right? Hawk, how many times have we talked about the to me, the number one deterrent for exercise is boredom. That most exercises get tedious and boring. If you can find something, I know you found running back in the day, Hawk, that like spoke to you, right?
Yeah, for sure.
If you can find something that you are driven by and love, it's a lot easier to do exercise when you're enjoying it as opposed to feeling like you have to do it. Virtual reality video games, not sit on your couch VR, but the ones where you actually have to stand up. It's crazy how much you forget you're exercising because you're in the game.
Right.
If we can just get this entire generation, this next generation of kids to go, hey, you want to be Darth Vader? Go swing your fake lightsaber for 6 hours. You're going to forget that you're burning hundreds of calories and working your ass off.
What's like that thing we did? That band thing that AJ had? That's working out.
Yeah, but this, I think true VR is that times 10.
No, I know. I absolutely get a better workout when I'm competing.
100%, right.
When I am competing, again,
which is harder and harder to do when you get older.
It's very hard. I always thought that would be one of the goofier gym ideas. Would be like the whole idea is you just get people together to play games. Like, listen, we're all going to play pickup football today. Today's going to be ultimate frisbee day.
Like adult recess.
Right. You know what?
We could all take our scooters over to it.
Well, again, do we get to have Mountain Dew and Doritos afterwards? Because if we don't, what's the point?
I read, and I wish I had printed out the article because I just read it in passing, but there is a new VR video game, and I don't even know how it would possibly work, but where you have to run, basically you have to sprint the entire time.
Mm. Yeah, so that's like usually, I mean...
But it must be on a treadmill or something?
My brother designed and had one of these in late 1990s, where to his treadmill he hooked up, I don't know exactly which game it was. It was
nerd,
some kind of running
nerd,
game. Or
nerd.
He hooked it up to his treadmill so that by running on it, the only way to move forward in the game was to run on the treadmill.
That's pretty damn brilliant.
Yeah, it was like brilliant.
As smart as your brother.
He got in very good shape. He's very smart.
He should be a gabillionaire.
Why haven't we met him? What podcast does he have?
I think he is a gabillionaire.
Treadmill running?
What's that?
Daily? Treadmill running daily?
That's it, yeah. Treadmill running daily. That's the one, right.
Well, dude, I ordered the Oculus Quest like a month ago, and it's still weeks away from being delivered because the thing is unbelievably sold out everywhere. That thing's going to be a workout,
Hugs?
Whether I want it to be or not, and I can't wait.
Did you trade the other one in to get that one?
Nope, I did not.
Hockey, I'm sorry you're sassy.
I don't know why. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you guys disagree with me. I was just stating my side of it.
No, and I think you're partially right. I think you're. But I think we're all.
I don't
right.
have to be. It's okay.
No, but I don't want you sassy. It's your last day.
I'm not being sassy.
You could
Am
die
I being
tomorrow.
Sassy? I'm sorry if I'm being sassy. I didn't mean to be sassy.
Yeah, you were like, I guess I'm not right then.
Well, I was trying to do a.
Hey, do me a favor.
Succeed your point.
See that book over there?
Succeed your point. No. What is that word?
Hey,
concede. Thank you.
See the book right there? Corey's Krabby Playbook?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You took a page out of that.
Well,
I'll
put it back in there. I'll apologize.
My favorite part of the last 10 minutes talking about fitness in this new generation is, you know, Sauce is like, back in my day, we used to go outside and exercise all the time. Sauce was like 420.
Corey, why are you so mean to me about my weight?
Because I just was showing you how the playbook works.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Thanks, Sling Blade.
Ryan Pasiga Law brings you Front Page Sports.
Thanks, thank you, Ryan
Pasiga Law. Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns this season. That sets a college football record. 42-25, he hands Clemson a loss for the first time in Trevor Lawrence's career, ends a 29-game win streak for Clemson, and LSU wins the national championship. And a lot of people are saying that Joe Burrow just put up the greatest season in college football history, that this LSU team is historically good. I mean, again, Clemson doesn't lose.
Yeah.
And LSU, outside of the first, what, quarter and change?
Yeah.
After that, dominated Clemson. Clemson had about a quarter and a half where they looked like they not only were going to compete, it looked like they were going
to
win.
Outscored them 35-8 towards the end of the game.
Yeah, and Joe Burrow flipped the script. It was a little bit like the Chiefs and Texans, that once LSU got rolling, they just couldn't be stopped.
Once they figured out how Burrow could stand in the pocket, get protection, obviously, from the offensive line, and fire deep shots, they couldn't be stopped. How great would it be? Let's just put ourselves in these shoes for a quick second. What if the Vikings had finished 2-14 and we were sitting there and watching that game last night? How excited are you in Cincinnati? You're going to get that guy as your quarterback. You're not even going to need to go to the combine. That's your guy.
Save some money and travel.
That would be awesome.
I think Hockey will back me up on this. The only problem with that is
pissed at you.
I am not.
I think the only problem.
Yeah, John, give the guy a break, dude.
Yeah, give the guy a break.
He's having knee surgery tomorrow.
What is wrong with you guys?
The only problem with being the guy in Cincinnati is you're in Cincinnati. You can only be so excited when you're in Cincinnati.
I know.
Skyline Chili
rocks. But
they
listen,
were good in the 80s, weren't they?
Yeah.
Boomer Esiason.
They've been good exactly twice. They were good Icky Woods.
Icky Woods. That was the name.
Boomer Esiason, yeah.
Right.
And they were good Ken Anderson, Chris Collinsworth. And
wow.
That literally has been
that's
it.
70s,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, man. And that was the single bar helmet on Ken Anderson.
Just too bad because the Bengals have one of the cooler helmets in the NFL.
Dude, I remember the year that they went from, it just said Bengals on the
right,
side of the helmet.
Yeah, I remember
to
that.
When they went to the stripes. Yep. And that was when they started becoming good.
The stripes are badass.
Yeah, they are sweet.
They are.
Yeah.
But that, I don't know, the state of Ohio, not good at football.
No, and conversely, no offense to Kevin Stefanski, but I think I'm in the minority, but I think the Browns are the worst jersey and helmet in the NFL. I just think they're hideous. I hate orange and brown as a color scheme. It's a plain, stupid helmet. I just think people look awful. That's you're basically saying, well, think about it, right? How many kids go to Oregon just because they get all the cool swag?
Yeah.
Because you look cool. You always
point.
Look like an idiot when you're playing for the Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
Feel the same way about Penn State and Notre Dame?
Or is Notre Dame's different? A little bit cooler.
Yeah, but those are cooler colors. Brown and orange are just kind of garbagey Thanksgiving colors.
Oh, Thanksgiving. It's right around the corner, Hogs.
What is?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it kind of is. It always is. I mean, there's a corner. It's a big corner, but it's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I owe you $100.
Yes, sir.
And I owe Ben $50.
Yes, sir.
If I die, you'll never get it.
That's all right.
Because I don't have it with me today.
Everything's coming up, Lieber.
Yeah, it's about time he gets a break.
Yeah, no kidding.
He deserves it. Poor guy.
Oklahoma City won 117-104 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Gallinari had 30 points. Naz Reid had 20 for the Wolves, if you care, and no one does. The Wolves are now 15-24.
Yeah. You're also going to owe me money for that over bet, Hawk.
What's that again?
Didn't you take the Wolves in the over?
That doesn't sound like him.
I think.
Are we sure?
You can tell me I did.
Carly did.
I have no idea. Did she?
I think.
Well, I mean, Power Trip Bets will definitely know.
But I don't know. I can't believe I made a basketball bet.
Right. And especially a positive one.
But it's gambling.
Yeah. But you think that Chris bet that the Wolves would win more games than people expect?
I think so.
That might be right, but that doesn't sound like him at all.
Well, you didn't take it because you would have taken the under.
Well, because the Wolves have sucked for 90 years.
Finally, you said it.
Great. That's why I haven't gone to a game since the season opener 2 years ago.
It was at least 10.
Or the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
Speaking of hoverboards, continuing to read this article that I was talking about from Gizmodo about CES, which stands for what again?
Consumer Electronic Showcase, I think.
Yeah, I think
that's right.
Yeah. There's something, a new streaming service that even people like Jeffrey Katzenberg have put some money in and their name behind. It's designed and will only be available to phones. And will only run programming of any kind in 10-minute chunks. And they're thinking that it's, you know, for the kids these days with the short attention spans, that 10 minutes is about what they'll give you, and they're only going to watch it on your phone. So this is what they're putting their money behind. So people making basically 10-minute episodes of whatever it is they want to make and posting it, and it's only going to be viewable on the phone. So you can make it with that in mind, with small screens in mind as well. Kind of trying to, if it'll make it or not.
Kind of trying to bring the Twitter limitation to video.
TV.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
Interesting.
Damn,
can
interesting
I tell you,
stuff.
Can I tell you guys a really interesting thing? The Power Trip Bets, two things he just tweeted. One, you are in on, you have the Wolves in the over, Hockey.
How is that possible?
What is the
was
over?
I high on
35.
Crack?
35? They ain't getting a 35.
Was I high?
Just pay money now to get out.
Are you sons of bitches drugging me?
They have to win 20 more games. 21.
How many games they got left? 150?
Like six.
Yeah, like six.
It's almost over.
Also, I didn't know this. 19 years ago was the when the Vikings lost to the New York Giants 41-0.
Oof. That was today?
That was, 19 years ago today.
Here, you know what? Now that you've been married for a while and we've all been there. I probably told you this at the time, Corey, that it happened, and it meant so much less to you. Now you'll feel my pain. Mm-hmm. We were going to the Volsvik's to watch the Super Bowl. By the time we got there...
Oh, you mean the NFC title game, you mean?
I'm sorry, the NFC title game.
Yeah.
To watch that game. This was before I worked for the Vikings.
Right.
By the time we got to the Volsvik's, it was 14-0.
Right.
Giants, right?
Yeah.
Two things about that. That sucks. And we were very damn late for the NFC championship game. Can you imagine how angry I was? But at the time, I had no feet to stand on, like, right?
Yeah.
So I couldn't be like, let's get out the house. At the time, I was like, I barely make any money, and you're the boss.
Why were you late?
God only knows. I mean, literally, God only knows, right? But I do remember this.
I don't think you had to be that late to be down 14-0. That game went backwards in a hurry.
Duly noted. That is absolutely true. But I do remember this. I remember this is a very low point in my life. Right? I heard the 14, the second touchdown, at the gas station because we had to stop and get something. And we were maybe a mile from the Volsvik. And the game had already started.
You can't show up empty-handed. You got to go stop and get some jelly beans.
My memory's not good enough to remember if that was it, but that makes perfect sense, is that we forgot to bring something,
right?
Yeah. And so we had to stop and get it. So we were like at a Super America in Woodbury, and the football game had already started, And we still had to stop and get something.
Of course.
And so I heard the touchdown at the gas station.
I thought you were going to say you had to stop and get gas because it had, the tank was just that empty. She had not filled it.
That would have made perfect sense as well.
Yeah. Hey, we got to be there at noon. All right, I'm getting ready. When? It's 11:45. Are you ready yet? No. All right.
My favorite football team is one step from the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
And okay. We were late.
Well, of course. Yeah. Don't rush me.
Let me ask you if you've experienced this.
Hold on. Before you say that, the Vikings were a 1-point favorite in that game, and the over-under, 41.5.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Sorry. Go ahead.
How many times has this happened? She says, are you ready to go? And you're like, yep. And you get your coat on and you start walking out the door. She's like, well, I just need a couple minutes. Yeah. Or you say to her, are you ready to go? She's like, yep. And then you walk out the door. And then it's, no, I've got to get this. I've got to get this. Am I alone in this in my house? Oh, where ready careful. To go means something
careful.
Totally different
I
to me
argue,
than it means for
careful. I would argue that feeling is top three worst feelings in the entire human existence. And what I mean by the feeling of I'm looking at the clock knowing how much time we have before we have to leave. And I'm looking at the pace that she's currently getting ready. And then the feeling of do I calmly and politely say, hey, we have to leave in 10 minutes. Do I remind her of how much time we have left? Because somebody has to say it. Right. I don't want it to be me, but it has to be me. Because it's not going to be her.
I'm not even talking about sort of just being oblivious of time, right? Like of how time works and how long things take and that sort of thing. That is an issue that can pop up from time to time.
Yeah.
I'm talking about what the words ready to go mean to the other person. Like ready to go for me means I am walking out. I have to put on a jacket. That's it. That's what ready to go means. Ready to go to her would mean something like, I've got to, in part, it's because she just has to get more stuff together. Like she's got to. That means she's got to.
Oh, yeah, they're
the
not as naturally beautiful as us.
Or blah blah blah. am I the only one who's like that? Just that I'm getting texts right now.
Yeah, right.
No, Corey is 100% right. There's that weird threshold where you're like,
she is listening.
We have to be there in 15 minutes, and you're still standing there, and you haven't even whatever you do to your hair, you haven't even done that yet. It's like, because then if you go, hey, are you ready yet? Then it's.
Right.
Godzilla.
This last Friday, my wife and I had two different places to be, mainly because she doesn't like to spend time with me.
Yeah, she was going on a date. But
with her neighbor, lady friends. But about 2 hours before she was supposed to leave, she was like, I'm going to start getting ready. And I go, in my head, I go, good luck.
Yeah. Yep. No, you're not.
You ain't going to be there on time.
Yeah, right.
I've seen this process. This is a 9-hour process, and you're starting 2 hours ahead of time. So I hopped in my car and left, and I go, somebody else's problem. Somebody else can worry about being late.
Or when you're going somewhere together, and then you start the pace downstairs, where you're like, how many times can I open the fridge and just look off into space before this gets going?
I do this, and this doesn't work either. I do this all the time. I'll be like, hey, Do Harper and Bailey know that we got like 45 minutes? Is Bailey up and running? Like, yeah. I do the subtweet.
Ooh, brilliant.
And she sees right through that. She's like, yes! Bailey is up and she's ready. And I'm like, I'm just saying, I hope they know we only have 45 minutes before we have to leave.
And you know because you got Harper ready and she's sitting downstairs waiting.
Yeah.
Has been for 3 hours.
Yeah, Harper was ready this morning, yeah.
I know. She's five. What do you have to do with a five-year-old? Yeah. Do they have shoes?
I love that move.
Close enough.
Are the kids ready? They're sitting downstairs on the couch just waiting.
Oh, because Bailey's a teenager, so she'll sleep like we did till 5:30 p.m. So all I have to do is basically play the, is she up and getting ready? Because we leave. I know. We're all going to be ready. Well, three of us are.
Let's talk.
Oh, God.
Huck? Yeah.
Save us.
No.
My Apple Watch is buzzing like a bee right now.
I love it. Yeah.
I once waited. We were 30 minutes late. And this said person comes downstairs and goes, your shoes aren't even on. And I'm like, okay. We're a half hour late. Yeah, it's a beach party. My flip-flops will go on in a second.
You do a beach party?
Yeah. I have rich friends.
Sounds sweet, man.
Sure. Beach party at the golf club?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Anyway, all right. Hey, when we come back, John.
Yes, sir.
Can you, in layman's terms, break down what happened in baseball yesterday?
Yes, I can.
Seemed like a big deal.
Everything went off. Yeah, everything got lit on fire.
In about an hour.
Everything's burning.
It was so weird.
People were fired. More people are going to be fired.
Right.
Trophies may be reversed or revoked or asterisked.
I don't think that's going to happen.
One guy had his fingernails pulled out.
Right, that guy.
Oh, yeah, the Texas Chainsaw
Massacre. That was just for fun, though.
Yeah. Banging trash cans.
Who was doing that? Dwight?
That guy in Scotland. What really matters is next. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Free The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. 6:38. Sure do wish we were doing Vikings news right now, but...
yeah, it'd be great.
Gotta be moving on, you know? Like Kevin Stefanski. Like George Edwards. You know?
Like Jerry Gray.
Yeah,
like Jerry Gray.
Like The Weeknd.
Like A.J. Hinch.
I've been moving on.
Well, you found the instrumental version?
Yeah.
It's not as fun.
Yeah, can you play the singing banger?
Zach attacked it, but I guess I can. I like to play music beds so that we can talk and not be distracted. You can sing it. Sing it, Thor. No, you're right. I should play the regular version.
Yeah, I don't want to hear this.
What a banger.
Here you go.
John Bonas, you want to dance to The Weeknd?
Not
sure.
I didn't mean slow dance. I ain't grabbing hips today.
Jesus.
It's a Tuesday. I don't grab hips on Tuesdays.
That's nice of you.
I was looking for a little lower anyway, so.
I don't grab calves on Tuesdays either.
You grab sides?
Maybe cows?
No, I'm not a psychopath.
What about A-cheeks? Do you grab those?
No.
I've been trying to call. I've been
on my own. You know what, Wales?
This song
and a great set. So
this
of
is
cheap.
This is The Weeknd?
Yeah.
No, it's Tuesday.
Well played.
Sauce thinks it's Michael Jackson.
I'm pretty sure that what's that one song that he's got?
Creeping Death?
In the Night or whatever.
Really?
The Night. That sounds just like Michael.
Because the night belongs to lovers?
Great
Michael
point.
From Halloween?
What song is that?
Wait a minute, that's the wrong movie, isn't it?
No, yeah.
No, Michael's on Halloween, right? Yeah, Jason is in
there. Jason's Friday the 13th.
So I'm doing a questionnaire for my surgery right now, you know?
Yeah, I love the one that we both answered together.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Is that rating your stiffness?
Yeah, this one is rating what amount of knee pain have you experienced the last week during the following activities? And it asks me about twisting and pivoting. I can't remember doing that in the last year and a half. So technically, I haven't experienced any of that pain.
You stopped
because I haven't done that. I'd love to learn how to line dance. Looks like fun.
Oh, my gosh.
What song would you line dance to? Oh,
Lordy. Man.
Line dancing would be fun.
Probably
you know who likes line dancing?
You can line dance to Blind in Texas by Wasp.
Blind in Texas.
Yeah. That's Stevie Wonder.
Rather be deaf. Yeah. Rather be dead in Texas.
Who likes line dancing?
Hot chicks.
Well, then why
that's
don't you
what
take
I'm
it
saying.
Out?
Hot chicks like it, and you can wear a huge belt buckle.
Sauce, why don't you, as a single guy now,
you can.
Why don't you start doing hot yoga and then going line dancing? Just go where the girls are.
So my buddy teaches a hot yoga class. I could go to that.
Yeah, start there. Then take up line dancing.
Look at me.
That's humping a fence. That's not line dancing. What are you doing?
I'm line dancing, bitch. See, that's why we need to be on FSN right there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What if our guest next segment, assuming that the connection to Melbourne, Australia works, what if Lynn Gilmartin Hawk said, let's go line dancing together with that accent?
I mean,
you'd fly to Melbourne to go line dancing with her.
We certainly wouldn't have to stop at Super America on the way.
Wow. Yeah, you'd be ready to go once you got there.
Again, straightening knee fully. Did you experience much pain? I haven't been able to do that in a long time. So technically no pain at all because I can't do it. Moderate. Going up and down stairs. I can't do that. I'm a one-stepper. Like this.
That's like Philip Jennings in the final season of The Americans.
That's the hokey pokey. What is he doing?
He's doing something with his feet that we can't see.
You're humping air.
He's having a stroke while doing the Macarena.
You know, can you see the bottom half? I didn't know you could. I'm sorry.
His arms went numb.
Yeah, that's because I was having a stroke. I did the old...
This song sucks.
Of course what is that called? The Stranger. That's what I was doing.
Oh, jeez. All right.
All right, ready for What Really Matters?
No, the song jams too damn much. All right, we'll do What Really Matters.
All right, John, because we got other things to talk about, and look, we're not doing 3 hours of sports. This is post-Viking season. We're going to have fun with our lives. But for people that don't quite understand, what happened with the Houston Astros? How did they cheat, and why were those two guys fired?
Houston Astros cheated by watching catchers electronically, using cameras out in the outfield, what kind of signs the catchers were making, breaking them down in a video booth that they had. They set up a special monitor in the replay area. And then figuring out the signs, and then signaling their batter, who was at bat, by banging on a big plastic trash can. So if it was like a fastball, just before the pitch came, they'd hear one bang. If it was a curveball, they'd hear two bangs. If there was a changeup, they might hear zero bang, something like that.
Okay? We call that the meat sauce.
And it's and they did this throughout the 2016 season. Careful. In which they won a World Series.
So everyone was in on it because every player knew what the banging of the trash can meant.
Exactly right.
So all of them are cheaters, not just the two guys that got fired.
Correct.
So
the two guys who were fired. Well, first of all, so Major League Baseball handed down some big time suspensions mm-hmm. to the manager AJ Hinch and to the general manager Kevin Luno.
A year apiece, right?
It was supposed to be a year apiece, but that wasn't quite right. It was basically throughout this season. But the day after the offseason, it would start again. Or the day of the offseason, they would be back in their jobs, right? Mm-hmm. Which people thought, well, that's not that big of a penalty for the general manager. Like, the general manager, you really want to penalize him throughout next offseason, in case they're trying to reload. But it didn't matter because an hour later, they both got fired.
Proceed.
By the owner. I don't know if there was pressure put on the owner by Major League Baseball or what, but they're both fired.
You mentioned there's video people, there's the players.
Right.
Everybody's in on it. Are players that participated in this going to get in trouble?
So, in general, you're allowed to steal signs in Major League Baseball. Stealing signs is not a penalty.
So this is like counting cards in a casino. Right. It's frowned upon.
No,
and they can ask you to leave. It's just not illegal.
The difference is the use of electronics to be able to do it.
Got it.
Right? Hmm. And so in 2016, there was a similar case with the Red Sox where they were doing something like with an Apple Watch or something. They had some guy in the center field with binoculars watching the catcher, and he would send a one tap or two taps to an Apple Watch in the dugout so they would, and they'd try to signal the bat or something like that.
Weird.
And when that came down, there was a brand new thing for Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred basically said, we find any more of this, there's going to be big time problems, right? Big time suspensions. And everybody said, okay, well, this was the first sign that you were serious about that? Mm. Yeah. He was serious about it.
Well, it happened in football once because the New York Giants stole the Vikings signal during the 41 donut game. Chris would have known that, but he was stuck at a gas station.
Super America. We'll never get there.
Can I ask a quick question that's related to this?
Yeah.
Like, let's say we were playing, this is stupid, but I'm trying. Let's say we were playing the initials game and you had somebody sit back there and was like going for like whatever the letter or like if before the letters came or something, you would notice a banging.
You haven't thought this.
No,
analogy.
I haven't. Would think though that after like all the banging noises, you'd go, "What is that?
I think there were maybe some players from other teams that maybe thought that there's something going on there. Right? It is obvious now in retrospect. You take a look at the video of the games, you can hear the banging.
Which, right? Again, the cheating isn't necessarily the banging or the stealing. It's the electronic help.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose.
Right? Is that right?
I think that's right. Okay. I think if, say, because right now, you know, let's say you've got a runner on second base, right? And he figures out what the catcher is calling, right? There is nobody's going to get fired for him, you know, putting his hand on his head. Yeah, or usually it would be something like a closed fist or an open fist, or his arm on his hip or not on his hip, and that just means fastball or not fastball, right? Something like that. Here's what's coming, fastball or not fastball. That's the sort of thing that is solved. Baseball players tend to solve it themselves. If they figure out somebody's doing that, they make sure that they throw at him or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? But that's not something that Major League Baseball gets involved in, right? So I suppose the guy on second base does that and signals the guy with the trash can, and he bangs it once. That might be allowed, right?
Right.
The problem is that when you're involving electronics in there, it changes the whole game to a significant degree. Hmm. And so therefore, that's why that was the big concern about, that was where the suspensions came from.
It's interesting because when he first started talking about Corey, I was thinking the exact same thing you were thinking. It's like, there had to be so many people involved, but maybe very few people knew they were using the electronics, right?
Well, I mean, I guess. Because they had a monitor in a room. Like they were absolutely reviewing these things during the game to see, what'll happen is, you know, if there is a runner on second base, they switch from just doing, you know, one finger, two finger, three fingers to indicate it to, we're going to do this series of signs that only we understand. And, you know, that means this. It might be that, it's going to be the second sign, it's going to be the third sign I give you, it's going to be the first sign I give you, it might be the number of signs I give you. It can be all those different things, right? So that's the sort of thing they would use the replay monitor for. Gotcha. They would try to figure that out while somebody's on second base.
Okay.
Let me ask you a question. What if we had three or four people in the stands in San Francisco, or Santa Clara, or wherever the hell the Niners play, using binoculars, and Kyle Shanahan doesn't have the place card in front of his face. We do some lip reading, and then we electronically send signals down to the Vikings sideline. We know what they're saying. We know what they're doing. Vikings win by 30. And then you find out today that the Vikings were stealing signals. Who gives a rat's?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, this is one of the. This is one of the.
Win a Super Bowl.
This is one of the things that was raised yesterday when the suspension came down. Is would you? So the Astros lose their general manager. They lose their manager, and then they also lost four draft picks
and $5 million.
And $5 million, right? You know, would you trade that for a championship? And the answer to that, of course, is
hell yeah, for sure.
But,
oh my
but,
gosh! Yeah.
How many
but
more
here's
picks
the thing:
do they want?
While you're doing the cheating, you don't know that,
right?
Right. So, let's say they didn't win it. Things go the same way they went this year for the Astros. They end up getting close, but no cigar. Well, now you've missed your championship window. You're suddenly without your general. You're in a tough part of keeping your competitive window open right now. Like, they didn't sign many big players this. They didn't really sign any big players, any big free agents. They lost Garrett Cole. They're trying to keep this thing together for a few more years. They're still going to be a very good team, don't get me wrong. But now you've lost your manager, you lost your general manager, and you, in fact, also lost your top two draft picks for the next 2 years. Like,
yeah.
It's not a dissimilar situation to the Joe Smith signing for the Wolves.
Hmm.
You know, where at the time it was like, they did something a little shady. They're going to get, you know, a couple of draft picks taken away. Well, you don't kind of understand how damaging that is in the future until you understand, now suddenly we don't have draft picks for first round draft picks for three of the next 5 years. And now we really have no way to improve this team.
But if you had signed Joe Smith under the table and won a title,
yes, well then
who gives a rat.
You know, that's exactly right. But that's what the gamble is when you're doing it.
Cheating's
right?
Sweet.
Well, and then there's actually, story isn't completely over yet, because the mastermind behind the whole deal was one of their assistant coaches.
The Penguin.
Alex Cora.
Right. Yeah,
the
Penguin?
Some of the Penguin would do.
Who Alex Cora was Penguin. Last year,
who's
the manager.
Alex, hold on. Who's Alex Cora hockey?
Alex you know Cora?
Yeah, Alex Cora, yeah.
I believe it's the Explorer.
Brilliant.
That's very good.
Really matters, though, is this.
Good point. An annual event with no agenda other than to provide a few laughs is in the books. The No Pants Subway Ride was held Sunday in nearly two dozen cities around the world. the group behind the event, Improv Everywhere, said they expected thousands to participate by riding commuter trains in the middle of winter without pants.
So underwear, yes, no pants.
That's correct. That is correct.
Yeah. The, any ladies were...
Mostly dudes. I saw a video last night. It was almost 100% dudes. I'm not kidding you. It almost was.
Oh, yeah. So it's dudes in their underwear.
Yeah, just you know, their top half is suits, bottom half is just boxers.
Just boxers. So just dudes in their undies.
Yeah, ugly slabs.
I was just picturing girls.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Odds are they're probably basic white cotton underpants.
Yeah, probably just basic.
But I started thinking, well, maybe they're silk maybe panties. They're. Maybe it's a thong.
Right.
Maybe it's something really cool that I don't even know about.
Brilliant. And, is that old school?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And I want to mention this too, back to the cheating scandal for a moment.
The what?
Jim, the comedian, Jim.
Gaffigan.
Nope.
Jeffries. Norton.
Does this bit on his latest Netflix special where he talks about people thinking the earth is flat. And he says it would have to be the greatest, most widespread cover-up in the history of mankind. Because anybody who's ever gotten into a boat, you'd have to pull them aside and go, listen.
Brilliant.
And that's what it reminded me of when you're talking about how widespread it is. You can't keep going or you will fall off the side of the earth. But don't tell anybody, all right?
Yeah,
we're depending brilliant. On you.
He's funny.
He is, man.
Yeah.
It's a funny bit.
All right, when we come back, hopefully this works because speaking of the earth, and it's a great cause because there's hell on earth right now in Australia. And I think Lynn-Gill Martin from the World Poker Tour is just outstanding at her job. And Chris thinks she's basically the prettiest gal we've ever had on this show.
Very pretty girl.
She's very cool. Very nice, too. I met her a couple years ago when she was on the show, and then she hosted this charity event for the WPT during the Super Bowl. We're going to talk to her live from Melbourne, Australia. That's where she's from, and that's where she is. It's like midnight Melbourne time. She's going to talk during the news segment about what the hell's going on in Australia and maybe even what we can help doing all the way back here in the Twin Cities. What can we do to help? That's a poorly worded sentence, but you got my drift. Hopefully, we can connect with her next on the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan. With a boulder on my shoulder, feeling kind of older, I trip the merry-go-round.
With a fairy, I'm pleasing. The Fan. Out where the river broke, the blood wood.
It's time for our national cash contest. Text the keyword taxi. That's taxi to 200-200 to enter for your shot to put a grand in your hand.
Well said, Paul.
Thanks, babe. To pay our share.
All right, Carly Zucker in about 30, 40 minutes. Mark Rosen in about 30 or 40 minutes. John Bonus is already here. This is the Power Trip Morning Show. Hawk, it's 7 o'clock, which means it's time to go through some god dang news, man.
Yeah, the real news.
Yeah, the real stuff.
So I'll hit the open, and then we'll talk to somebody really deeply in the news.
This is KFAN News with Chris Hockey, presented by Grey Duck Vodka.
Hey, thanks, Grey Duck.
The news in Australia continues to be very, very scary. And we go live to Melbourne right now.
Yeah, which is awesome. Melbourne, Australia. So Lynn-Gill Martin is the anchor on the WPT. She's been there for, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years. Does an awesome job. We had her on this show a couple years ago when they were in town for the Super Bowl. Lynn and Tony Dunst came in. So Lynn, thanks for your second appearance on the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for calling in.
I'm honored to be with you again. Thanks for having me.
So break down what's happening, because obviously we see the videos, we see things on Twitter or Instagram, but you're in the belly of the beast down there. What is truly happening for people that are not following this Australian wildfire?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking. It's been awful for months now. So Australia, I mean, we get fires every summer. It's common. We're always prepared for it, but we've never seen anything like this before. The pretty much every state of the country has incredible amounts of fires happening. And just to put into perspective how much land has burned, like 1 hectare is about 1 football field. So think of an entire football field in flames, and then times that by 10 million.
Huh. Holy smokes.
Holy moly. Boy, that did it right there.
That is crazy. And obviously we've seen the estimations that it's something like 1 billion animals have been killed during this fire as well?
Correct. And that's just a mortifying number. I can't get my head around it.
We'll ask you, obviously, 1 million questions about how we can help and this, that, and the other. But again, we're on the other side of the world, and we see it on the news, on the national news. We read stories here and there. But I think that it deserves more attention, especially from those of us who don't spend a lot of time just reading the news. So we'll ask you some generic questions, if you don't mind. Where did it start? When did it start? And maybe more importantly, how did it start?
So, I mean, bushfires, it's just sort of part of it's part of our climate here, I guess, in the summertime. And what this year, we had the driest year we've ever had, the hottest year we've ever had. And so it can just naturally occur. It can occur accidentally from cigarettes being thrown out of the car window. It can happen from, you know, firecrackers being lit, or it's just, I don't know, and then you have just naturally occurring fires. So they're just kind of, what's happening is that they just all are happening at once. And there's so many of them are starting to connect into these huge wildfires that are just bigger than we've ever had. So, you know, some strong rumors were going around that this is like heavily arson created, and it's just not true. There are cases of arson all the time, of course, all over the world, which is, you know, hideous. But that's not like, it's not like all of the fires that are happening were created by humans. That's just not the case. And in fact, I just think that's just a huge distraction from the most important conversation, which is we've had the hottest, driest year that we've ever had.
So, Lynn, what is the outlook? Like, how much of this is contained, if any of it? What are they expecting over the next couple of weeks or months?
So the fire season, you know, our hot season is still, there's still another couple of months to go in there. So it's just, it's not going to go away anytime soon. There's still, I think last I heard, there's still a good 100 solid fires still going, like 100 of them. And it's just across the whole country. And, you know, more keep starting. And, you know, so as you put one out, another one's starting, because it just, you know, the ash is flying all over the place, and it's just so easy for it to spread and for other smaller ones to continue. Thankfully, this week there's cooler weather happening down in the southeast region of the country. So it's going to provide some relief and a little bit of rain, but it's not enough to completely put it out.
What has been the response?
Hopefully it'll help.
I'm sorry. What has been the response of your government and people in charge to not only get this to stop, but I think much more importantly, to try to make it so it doesn't happen on such a scale again? Or has that ship sailed, so to say?
That's a great question. The response was way too late. The severity of what was happening wasn't taken seriously, as far as I know. I'm not an authority on this, so I can't speak too heavily on it. But yeah, it took a long time for our government to fully recognize the severity of what was going on, and now there's been a lot of strong action. You know, we had the Navy came to help. A huge Navy ship came to rescue a whole town of people on a coastal town that were completely trapped because all of the roads were blocked by fires. Seeing the footage of that just looked like our nation was in a war zone. It was crazy. And then 3,000 soldiers were sent out to help on rescue missions and stuff. But that should have happened way earlier than it did, to be honest. But you know, a lot of stuff's happening now to assist, and I think the conversation is just fierce because everyone's very emotionally charged because it's just so strong. So I think it's in the coming months that hopefully some needed changes will be put in place.
We've seen the news stories about the toll it's taken on animals. We know about the toll it's taken on the environment and even the world's environment as the snow circulates the globe in a very, I should say, as the smoke circulates the globe in a very scary way. But there's also obviously a human toll. So how can people help? How can somebody in Minnesota listening to this stupid radio show help somebody in Australia who's been affected so much?
Oh, well, I appreciate your wanting to help, and you know, from afar, the best thing is funding. We need funding for all of the services that are out there to help with putting, you know, getting things under control, and then with the recovery that's going to take years. So specifically for the animals, I mean, a billion animals, and so many of our species are at risk of endangerment now. You know, our precious koala was already an at-risk species, and it's thought that a third of their population has been wiped out at least, which is terrifying. And so there are so many wildlife hospitals and sanctuaries that are now taking in as many animals as possible that were the lucky ones to help them. There is a fundraiser that I started, and if you look me up on Windjill Mountain on Instagram or on social media, I've got links on there, and the beneficiary for that is Wildlife Warriors, which is a animal hospital that Steve Irwin started with his family before he died, and they do amazing work in animal conservation, and it's the busiest wildlife hospital in the country. They've had 90,000 patients go through that hospital, and animals don't have health insurance. They can't pay the hospital bills, so it's all donation-based from us. So if you want to help with the animals, that's a very important part of this awful tragedy, then Wildlife Warriors is a really, really awesome organization, and they're also set up over in the States, so it is a tax deductible donation for Americans, which is handy. And then there's also, if you want to support the firefighters as well, we also have the CFA, which is the Victorian Fire Brigade, and the RFS, which is the New South Wales Fire Brigade. They were the two most heavily hit states.
It's Lynn Gilmartin is LynnGilmartin at Lynn Gilmartin on Twitter. Go ahead, Saucy.
Obviously, the money is a wonderful thing. Are there supplies or anything like that people need? Maybe families, these animals? Are there supplies anyone needs?
There is a site, actually, that's called giveit.com, and I think on there people are able to list things that they need. Like, small communities definitely are needing some supplies and stuff like that. But what we're actually facing now is so many people have been so beautifully generous when it all first happened, that so many people were donating clothes and household goods, that we're actually inundated with so many that it actually became more work just trying to decipher through all of these things. And so money or gift cards for big department stores and grocery stores, that really helps people being able to just go and buy exactly what it is that they need.
On the phone from Melbourne, Australia, at midnight over there, by the way, is the anchor of the World Poker Tour, Lynn Gilmartin, known for so much more, but known for that as well, talking to us about the Australia bushfires right now. This is an overarching, large, giant question, but so I'm just asking for your opinion from what you've seen and the people you've talked to. Has this been a dramatic enough event to finally maybe shake the ridiculous climate change deniers out of their slumber to where they finally realize something needs to be done, at least in Australia?
I really hope so. That is the steaming conversation that is happening every minute of the day at the moment. And it's just really awful that something like this has had to happen to really wake some people up. And you still have some deniers, which is why the arson articles really took charge. But, I think it has woken many people up. And let's hope that it will eventually wake everyone up.
On a lighter note, poker players can be egomaniacs and a-holes and cutthroat. I know, because I was one for so long. But again, you poked into the poker community in the last couple of weeks, and a lot of people stepped up, and you raised a lot of money pretty quickly from a lot of people that are very money-hungry in general, but they were generous enough to give because they like you, because they like the World Poker Tour, because they like the cause. So congrats on that. That was very, very cool.
Thank you so much. It's been really heartwarming to see so much support from all over the planet coming in, and so immediately like that. It was beautiful, and I'm still collecting donations and raising money. We're up to $63,000.
Good job.
Which is just beautiful, and it's from the poker community, and I'm so proud. I'm so proud to be a part of this community that can, you know, be seen as people, because, you know, you're playing the game by yourself, and so it isn't always seen as like a team effort. So seeing the community come together like that just goes to show it is a really generous, kind-hearted world.
Sure. A couple final things for Lynn Gilmartin, then we'll let you get to bed, because it's late in Melbourne, Australia. But again, on a much, 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 much lighter note, what's next for poker? You've been in this community for a long, long time. What are you excited about moving forward?
Yeah. what's next? Well, it's our 18th season, which is just insane. And, like, we're expanding every year as more and more and more. We're hitting 65 stops per year, which is just so busy. And I can't make it to all of them, but just getting to travel around and touch base in more countries. In Australia, we finally came to for the first time ever, just in September, September past, which was amazing. So, but the next thing coming up is in March, we have the filming of all our final tables in Las Vegas. Well, we have three final tables, and it's really fun to go and watch too, because it's back to back. You've got 3 days of, these high stakes final tables where millions of dollars combined prize money is being awarded, and you can go into the home of the WPT at the HyperX Esports Arena. It's a beautiful space. It's basically like just a huge Esports arena with a giant poker table in the middle, and there's some bars, and you can sit around and you can watch the poker, and it's awesome.
That's at the Luxor, correct?
Yeah.
The Luxor, right? Isn't that where it is?
Yeah, at the Luxor, yep.
All right, right on. That's awesome.
Well, I just, as we let you go, again, at Lynn Gilmartin on Twitter, I think it's so nice, not only what you're doing for the bushfires and for the people helping out in Australia, but it's so nice that you're surrounded by great poker players and you still talk to Corey.
Yeah. That's kind of you, because he's terrible.
Well, most of us are.
You guys are awesome. I loved visiting you in person. It's awesome to talk to you again. I hope I get to visit you in person. Or you should visit us next time. You know, us a visit. You got to come to Vegas.
That'd be great.
When are you in Vegas? Because the Power Trip, our entire show goes to Vegas at the end of March. When do you guys film in Vegas?
Oh, we film March 31st, April 1, and April 2nd.
Ooh, I think we leave, what, the 20th? I think we fly back the 29th or 8th.
Looks like you need to come in a little bit early so you can spend some time with the morning show.
Fly in the week earlier, and you can do the show live with us in Las Vegas.
Or how about this? Vegas, Schmegas, let's go to Melbourne.
Yeah, let's go to Australia.
All right, we'll do that,
honestly.
I will do one and then the other.
Yeah, good point.
Sounds good to me.
Lynn, you're the best. Love watching you on the WPT, and we'll hopefully run into you down the road. I will never be at a WPT final table, so I'm not going to run into you there. But maybe we'll see you at some point down the road.
I look forward to it. Thanks so much, guys.
Right, see you
thanks,
later. Lynn. Take care.
Thank you.
Australia.
Yep, take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, she's the best.
She is. I know you may be driving along going, am I listening to the right morning show? But we got to know what's going on, man.
Yeah.
She's a friend of the show as well, and anything we can do to help. I'm going to tweet a picture right now I found. This is from actually back on December 26th. But you know what's crazy is when you think of a fire, obviously, a bushfire, a rolling fire like this, you think of one giant fire sweeping across California, right? You see the pictures of the heroic firefighters rolling towards that, the planes coming down. I'm going to tweet a picture right now at Chris_hockey. To show you how many different fires, like what you're picturing, were happening in Australia on December 26th. Mm. I'm going to hit tweet right now. You can't believe how many of those little pieces of hell, which are actually giant pieces of hell, were happening at one time on December 26th, and in a lot of ways are still happening right now.
Have you seen, I assume you have you seen the videos of the koala habitats?
Yeah.
Where it looks like the upside down.
Yeah.
Right? It's just this barren, dark wasteland, and then there's like one lone koala, and they're putting up these little, like mobile feeding stations, because the quote survivors have nothing to eat because their entire habitat has been burned.
Yeah.
And you're like, how did that guy or gal survive this thing? There's nothing left.
Yeah, I know. And they're doing food drops to places they can't reach, literally by helicopter, just so that the animals can have something to eat. It's crazy. It's unbelievable. It's a huge, huge thing. So that is news, man, you got to care about, right? I'm not here to talk politics with you. I'm just here to tell you, we got to find a way to help. I'm as bad as any of you out there. If I could, I'd own my own plane and fly from here to St. Cloud every day. But there's got to be ways we can do better, right? Man. There's just got to be. So now let's talk sports.
Okay.
It's time for Fan 5, brought to you by Builders and Remodelers.
The LSU Tigers are your college football champs after beating Clemson 42-25. Joe Burrow threw 5 touchdowns, and he ran one in. That's a college football playoff record. Also, 60 touchdowns is the most passing TDs in FBS history. He's also passed for the most yards in a BCS college football title game. Mm-hmm. LSU finished the season 15-0, which is an SC an SEC record, and he's the first quarterback to win the Heisman and the college football playoff. And after trailing 17-7, they scored 35. They outscored him 35-8. Trevor Lawrence's first college loss, and it's his first college game without a passing touchdown.
Crazy.
The Gophers finished 10th in the final AP poll. Thank you.
That's pretty good, man.
I didn't see that. They finished 10th?
Yeah, let's talk about 10th, huh?
Yeah, 10th. That's great.
That's a great
team. Sure, that's
awesome. The Browns signed former Vikings offensive coordinator Kevin Stefanski to a 5-year deal to be their head coach.
Whoa.
Yep. Is it a 5-year?
Yeah.
Good. Oof. Wow.
He will have a press conference.
At least financially.
Today.
Good for you, man. He's not listening, and he'll never hear this, but what a good dude. What a nice, shake-your-hand guy.
Offensive assistant.
You know? Just a good guy.
Yeah.
I can't remember where we were. I'm sorry. We were in California to play the Chargers, and we were just gabbing as we were getting coffee at the Starbucks. Just a normal, everyday, great guy. I'm telling you. You can root for this dude. You really can.
He went to Penn, right?
I think
he's an Ivy League
and
school.
And I know he's closer to PA in a million ways, obviously, but didn't PA say his dad was a basketball
He's like a GM. Yeah.
GM
Is
NBA?
It Memphis?
I think it was the Nets way back in the day.
Yeah,
I don't know where he is in the NBA now.
Something like that, yeah. But what a great family. The Astros GM Jeff Lahuna and manager A.J. Hinch
were
suspended for a year. Then about an hour later, they were fired by the owner. How do you say the thing, Bonus?
I don't think
it's Lahuna.
I think it's Lanao.
I have
Okay. What do you mean you have Lahu? You wrote it phonetic. You wrote the pronunciation, or you just wrote the spelling down?
No, I don't know, probably autocorrected. Oh, great point, Kokomo Whales.
I apologize. I just assumed you would
Kokomo
mispronounce
Whales.
It does whale.
The team also lost their first and second round draft picks in the next two drafts and a $5 million fine. The Wild take on the Penguins tonight at 6 p.m. The Wild have lost 5 of 6. They're terrible. The Wolves lost 117 to 104 to Oklahoma City. The Wolves are now 15-24 and are 6-12 at the Target Center.
You know, you should be put in the penalty box for sucking because you suck.
Is that for Sauce or for the Wolves?
They take on the Pacers tomorrow.
All right. All right.
Yeah.
One more segment of John Bonus, and Carly should be here. Rosie should be here. This is the Power Trip Morning Show live on the Fan.
All right, listen, this is a great idea. The holidays may have been really great for the kiddos, but maybe not real good for your credit score. I got an opportunity for you to fix that. And again, this is it's hockey, by the way. And I tell you this because I really did do this, right? I got a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. I've told it a million times, but maybe you're tuning in for the first time. I had 4 credit cards. I have the band, I have this, I love to gamble, whatever. So the credit cards, each one of them had a balance on it. When I started doing commercials for Lightstream, I went on and I looked at each credit card and how much interest I was paying. And I was shocked and astounded and amazed by how much I was paying in credit card interest, right? So what I did is I got a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream, and I saved, and I am still saving so much money, right? The average APR on a credit card right now in the United States, 20%. Lightstream's credit card consolidation loans have rates as low as 5.95% APR without a pay. So you go from 4 different payments, in my case, at over 20% APR, to 1 at a much, much lower APR rate. So I encourage you, just check it out. All you can do is go on Lightstream.com and find out if this works for you. And if you apply now, you get a special interest rate discount. The only way to get this discount, go to Lightstream.com/hockey, my last name. It's H-A-W-K-E-Y. LIGHTSTREAM. Lightstream.com/hockey. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com/hockey for more information.
KFAN.
total.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show. Once.
What a great tune.
Real quick, and in passing, I'll say it again. I just told John this. I've mentioned about four times. I'll mention it again. They're only half-hour episodes. It wins every award. Watch Fleabag on Amazon. The end of the first season, the last episode, literally floored me. I mean, literally
it's
floored
that good.
Me. Literally, I won't say another word.
I'm sorry, you said four episodes each season?
No, I think there were six episodes in the first season, But they're only half-hour episodes. And then the beginning of the second season, I'm two episodes into the second season. It's already better than the first season was.
Is Chrissy going to enjoy it, or is this something I just love myself?
She'll love it more than you do. Right. It's
yeah, she's smarter than you.
Well, sure. No, it's very women-centric humor. Very, right. Very much so.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
Lori and Rosie are out.
And I hope she takes this as a giant compliment, because it is. The lead character reminds me so much of a British Marnie Gellner. That when she looks at the camera, which she does a lot, mm-hmm. I can't help but think, my God, that looks like Marnie. It's a great show, though, man. Couldn't encourage you more.
Okay. Man.
I just got a text from Fargo Flash celebrating the Gophers finishing 10th in the poll.
That's pretty exciting.
That's super
exciting.
That's sweet.
Who would have guessed at the beginning of the year, right? Fantastic. It's a mine. All right.
Pretty cool.
Let's go.
For the first time in 25 years, wine drinking went down last year.
What? Did Hockey's wife go sober?
She did her best, guys.
Her New Year's resolution is to change that for 2020.
Yep, she did her best.
She's off to a great start. The big five liquors, whiskey, vodka, rum, tequila, and gin, were up a total of about 2.3%. Yeah. Hard seltzers, of course, 50% bump.
Oh. Mm. So that's what's taking the big chunk out of wine.
Right, the theory is that's where the wine drinkers went. Sure.
That makes great sense,
that
right?
Does make a ton of sense.
I'm going to tell you.
How about beer? Did they say what beer went?
Beer drinking went down for the fourth straight year, dropping 2.3%. But the new KFAN beer from Utapils didn't launch until the fall.
Yeah, so that's
so it'll be much, much bigger in 2020.
Sure.
You know, again, you guys know that I work with Bud Light and Budweiser, but I'm going to tell you, I gave you that Bud Light seltzer the other day, Sauce.
Yeah.
That's great stuff, man.
Very good,
It launched yesterday for the first time. Everybody's getting a piece of the seltzer thing. I don't know, man. I don't know. I like to drink.
Yeah, drinking whales.
I'm gonna get. You know what I'm gonna do though? I'm gonna give OxyContin a shot for a while.
There you go.
See what I'm thinking here.
Yeah. Because hold on, for all of you that are listening, he's not gonna just pick up a recreational OxyContin habit. He's having knee surgery. You're not like, man, today I'm gonna start doing H.
Give it a shot. Rush Limbaugh says great.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there was a technical name for Cheetos dust? There is. Cheetos is revealing that it's called Cheetle.
Bob Hagen.
They've had it trademarked for 15 years, but kept that term internally. But now they're releasing it because everybody's, I don't know, a fan of Cheeto dust.
Can't you buy Cheetos dust now?
Cheetos
sauce snorts.
Really?
It.
No, what do I look
you
like?
You mean just like a jar of
copyright Family Guy?
I thought we had a news bulletin here. I would not know this other than sitting in this chair.
What are you saying? You do smart activities?
I would not have heard about Cheetle or Cheetos dust or Cheetos spice.
You don't
or whatever
talk about that
if I wasn't actually on the power.
You don't talk about that at your Mensa meetings.
No, we don't.
You know, it makes sense that they would, though, because doesn't that seem like something you'd put on, like, fried chicken or something like that? You know what I mean?
Didn't we talk about, like, maybe this Thanksgiving time or last Thanksgiving time about, like, one of the more popular things is hot Cheetos on, you, like, fry your Thanksgiving turkey with hot Cheeto dust? No. I think we talked about that.
Yeah, I thought so, too.
Yeah.
This idea hasn't written
well. Oh, okay. John brings up, we're like, very interesting. I try and put a sentence together, and you're like, you're stupid.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yep.
Of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds.
It's a big world.
You stand alone,
that's
my friend.
Kind of you.
Yeah, Chris, like how old are you?
I'm 49.
A new study out of Dartmouth College in New Hampshire looked at data from almost 8 million Americans over the past three decades to figure out when they are the most miserable. And the answer is...
Hockey.
When you are 47.2 years old.
Yeah, you're coming back.
They say, according to 8 million Americans' data, that our happiness as adults is in a U-shaped curve. We're happy when we're 18. You get more and more miserable during your 20s, 30s, and 40s. It bottoms out at 47.2, and then it turns...
This is called parenthood.
Right, and it starts going the other way. So by the time you hit around 70, you're about as happy as you were when you were 18, which sounds like a lie to me. But they're saying the reason is you go through the process of realizing your dreams aren't coming true. So you bottom out chasing your dreams and failing, and then you just start letting go.
Oh, my God.
And you get more and more happy.
Have they been reading my diary?
Dude, I'm not kidding. That's exactly right. I thought of that this morning.
Yeah, they say you just let go, and then you start having fun again.
Dude, oh, my God. That couldn't be more accurate.
You and I are on the upswing, Hawk, and these poor schmucks still have dreams.
I gave up most of my dreams years ago.
Let me speak for myself here. I'm never going to have children, so I'm never going to have to be miserable.
I'm gonna
be great until about 47, and then it's just going to be horrid. Okay, yeah, never mind.
Man, that's... Honestly, I can't even tell you. And I think I've told people this probably too much because I talk way too much. But I started having fun when I stopped chasing it so much. You know what I mean?
Chasing what?
Everything. Oh. A record deal. Everything. When
just
I
just the rat race,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, man. The game. I'm not saying I don't still want to succeed
and have goals and things.
Yeah,
like
yeah
that.
Right, sure. Right. But when it stopped being the primary drive of my life, I could actually take a step back and go, oh, that was fun. I used to come off stage, and my first thought was, where's the next show? You know? And now you come off stage, and you're like,
that was freaking fun.
Yeah.
And that's a huge change, man. That really
is. Focusing on the journey.
And not to keep hammering millennials, because we were hammering them an hour and a half ago, but think about this. Like, when we grew up, the big dreams, like the unrealistic dreams were, I want to be a sports star, I want to be a rock star, I want to be an actor. There were three or four things, right?
Yeah, right.
And I think everybody understood it was a giant pipe dream. But for some of us, that was what we wanted.
Yeah, right.
Now this next generation, they all think they're going to be YouTube famous, Instagram famous, Snapchat famous. Mm-hmm. Think of the crash when that entire generation realizes, what was I doing for 20 or 30 years of my life?
It's all one big pyramid scheme.
Right. And then and by the time you reach the peak of whatever that is, it's something else, and the rest of the world is moving on. I wonder how hard this generation is going to crash when they're 47.2 years old and their Instagram dreams are dead.
I think also a big part of that, like when you're in, you know, 17, 18, 19, even up to maybe 26, 27, there's a lot of peer pressure. And once the peer pressure goes away, I think then you take a lot of the pressure off of yourself.
This is something I've heard from my parents. Like, again, this is a generation even before us, but... You know, my mom used to say, you know, she used to go back for her high school reunion every 5 years, right? She said, they all get worse and worse until about your 25th or your 30th high school reunion. And that's when everybody's like, I am what I am, whatever. Yeah. And then they start having fun together again.
Yeah.
Up until then, there's a lot of pressure to kind of be who you weren't or whatever, or to show what you are. She said, start about 25, your 25th high school reunion. You are what you are.
It's weird.
And you start having fun again. You start reconnecting with people and having friends.
Yeah.
Seeing people that you didn't really even really know in high school.
I went to my 10 and I went to my 20. Both of them, I hesitated on both, but I ended up going to both. So at 28 years old, it seemed like everybody was pretty loose. And then by 38, everybody seemed guarded. And maybe it was people that were nervous about getting judged about what they had or had not done in 20 years since high school. I don't know. The vibe was so different at the 10. It was, hey, let's all get drunk and have fun. We all have careers now, and some of us are starting to have kids. At 38, it was maybe the beginning of what I just said, where it's, man, maybe this is just life. Maybe this is it. I just felt like the whole room wasn't as energetic as 10 years earlier. But yeah. I don't know. Maybe 48 and 58 will be even more depressing.
Well, but you know what, though? To John's point, and it sounds like, well, you just let yourself go. That's not it at all.
No.
You let yourself, you forgive yourself.
Right.
You know what I mean?
For past mistakes, for caring so much about chasing the dream.
For not winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For not necessarily dominating, for not being. Right.
Yeah, you don't have to be Bill Gates.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah,
there's being comfortable in your own skin.
That's so crazy. I saw a clip on Twitter this week of Will Smith doing a very similar speech. Maybe I should find it during the break because it's almost exactly what we just said. That even Will Smith said he chased all of his dreams and he wanted to be the biggest movie star in the world. And then he said he got there. And he didn't feel good still.
Hmm.
So he's like, Jesus, what have I been? I've been chasing this entire... I get it, and it's still not enough. So he had to let go of that idea. I should find that soundbite. It's actually pretty good.
That's pretty... And again, you know, if you want to... The saddest, and I'm sorry to be a downer, but the greatest worst example of that is Chris Cornell. You know, you become the person you dreamed of being, and then you realize, oh, this still isn't that great.
And you're still not happy.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you have to figure out how to be happy with yourself and not with your dream.
Well said.
You know? I don't know.
John, where can we hear you, read you, see you, pay for your podcast, all that garbage?
Stop by Twins Daily. This week especially, we're doing the countdown to the Winter Meltdown. Tickets will be on sale on Friday. There's a very limited number of seats left, so... That's probably your best. And also, let's check out Gleeman and the Geek. We've got a brand new podcast, Patreon podcast, with Glenn Perkins up 2 hours talking with Glenn Perkins about turning from a starter pitcher to a relief pitcher. It's really good. So try that out.
Thanks, John.
Okay, Thank you, John. Yep. See you in a few weeks,
buddy.
Bye,
babe.
Vikings news is next. Carly right around the corner. Rosie's in the building. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
What's in the business?
You're listening to the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's the Power Trip Morning Show. Thank you for tuning in. He's the man. He's the myth. He's the legend. He's in studio. He's Mark Rosen. Hi, Mark.
Good morning, Chris.
Last time I saw you, it was beautiful. The sun was shining. Remember, we were literally sitting in the sunshine talking to Meat Sauce.
We were.
And
correct.
He was back here.
Yeah, we were sitting in the booth up there.
Then we watched our team get just dismantled.
Dismantled is a good word for it. Yeah, seems like most of these games I end up going to are the championship-type games, if you want to call them that, are over at halftime.
Oh, no.
We talked about it last week, Rosie.
What is your problem?
Traveling for sports as a fan, right?
If you get
tickets for free and whatever,
media
pass.
Right.
Traveling for sports is truly gambling.
It is.
It's not
correct.
Like when Sauce goes to see Dave Matthews. He knows what he's going to see.
Core.
It's not like when I travel this all over the world to see 311. I know what I'm going to see.
Yeah.
Bad music.
Okay. When you travel thousands of miles and watch your team get their ass whooped, you wasted a bunch of money, time, you're depressed. You're leaving the game going, that sucked.
You know what, though? I saw a lot of Viking, when I walked to my car after the game, I saw a lot of Viking fans mingling with 49er fans. It wasn't like, certainly wasn't like Philadelphia. And I think because of the outcome, the way the game played out, they were really having a good time. I'm not saying they were happy with the result, but everyone I saw was, you know, they were smiling. They were having a good time, having a couple beers and hanging out with the 49er fans. They're pretty chill out there. I mean, they're, especially in Santa Clara, it's a little different than where they were at Candlestick and certainly where they are in Oakland.
Isn't that where like Raider fans and Niner fans used to fight to the death in the parking
basically,
lot?
Yeah, they did.
And you weren't supposed to wear the other team's jersey just in case you ran into the wrong fans.
Correct. Yeah,
it's like Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. Pretty laid back area. So I think that sort of the fan base, they're very excited. They were really great fans. I think the Viking fans, the ones at least I ran into, certainly they were not thrilled. But do they regret going? I don't think so, but I mean, I went for totally different reasons, but my kids out there, but I just covering the game, I guess, but yeah, it was.
Do you get recognized constantly out there? There's a bunch of Vikings fans. Are they like,
Yeah. I mean,
God,
just
that
walking.
Must be sweet. You're in California.
Yeah, well,
and you're a worldwide superstar.
Settle down. Just the Viking fans. And a lot of people, we had a lot of great stories. People, They were excited to come out to California for the game, and just because it's California. I mean, that's the other part of it. Had they played in Green Bay this week, or, you know, whatever it is. You know, and it was an expensive ticket, but it wasn't cheap for people to get out there. Airfare was not cheap. Ticket prices certainly were not. It was every seat was sold, and so and the Vikings get their butts kicked, so we all know how that ended. So,
yeah, but think about it. Who cares for a second? Think about who cares if everybody that's yelling at Rosie is a Vikings fan? Because meanwhile, right, there are Niners fans going,
who is this guy?
Who is that? That guy's a big deal. Everybody in purple loves that.
And I'm not wearing any colors at all, wearing my beige my jacket.
And your sunglasses.
My sunglasses and my
dark brown tan.
And a sign around my neck saying, don't talk to me.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it was. That was
is that tall Buddy Holly?
That's good.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by
Radko.
Oh, six more coaches just got fired.
Did they?
Why? Who?
They just let more. They've got more fired. Go. I don't know. I've never heard of any of these guys. No. They're all gone now. No.
Steve Steverson is gone.
Right.
Steve
now, Steverson.
Been, he's been, whatever you call it, he's got a bigger role now.
So Mike Zimmer works here.
Nice. Job.
Yes.
And that's all we know, because everything else seems like it's a movie.
Well, I think his kid will be still around. I think Adam will be here. Maybe
what
not.
If Zimmer throws the ultimate axe and axes his own son?
Well,
ends his son's career.
My dad would.
Well, no kidding.
Yeah, I mean, he'd have a real reason to.
Careful, Hockey.
Yeah, it's definitely the flow chart's going to change. It's funny. I remember when I talked to Cousins earlier this year, and he nailed it. I said to him, well, there seems to be some stability right now, you know, the front office is stable, considering what you went through in Washington that we know of. And he kind of chuckled and went, I can't remember being in a real stable situation. Now I'll have his fifth offensive coordinator in 5 years. So, I mean, and
it's like
that's
Adam Weber all over again.
What was, I'm sorry.
It's like Adam Weber, right? Didn't Adam Weber have a new coordinator every year of his college career?
Yeah, I think he did. Yep. Yeah. And that's why I think Mike was so adamant about saying, well, the philosophy is not going to change. And a lot of Viking fans are going, really? But no, that's why I think they're trying to keep the terminology the same and the playbook pretty much the same, and just change some of the coordinators, and, you know, someone else gets a new title. It's a revolving door. See it all the time around the National Football League, so nothing surprising about it. And I just wish more people would get more opportunities is what I guess I want to say. I'm not quite sure the Rooney rule. I'm not quite sure. In fact, it's not working. The diversity is lacking, I still think, overall in the league, especially when it comes to getting people head coaching opportunities.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
Been a farce. A lot of it was going. I mean, I remember Tony Dungy last week when Tony was here. He was telling me the story when he had interview after interview after interview, and just basically said, I know I'm going through formality of being interviewed, and I'm not going to get the job. But he had to go through it anyway. And then finally, one Sunday night, he was coming in to do my show, and snowy, awful night. And he said, I'm going to Tampa tomorrow, and I this one feels a little bit better. Hmm. Walked out the door. That's the last we ever saw Tony Dungy. Well, think about that. He was an assistant coach for how many years? Finally got a chance. The Tampa Bay took a chance on Tony Dungy. I think is he in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Won a Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Not with Tampa, but won a Super Bowl.
Trivia question for the three of you.
Okay, let's do this.
What happens next?
That's a
good question.
We have a female.
Show who's boss.
Oh, I get it.
We have a female, let's say, coordinator or higher. So offensive or defensive coordinator or head coach. Or Tool releases another album. What happens first? A female coordinator or
female
higher
coordinator
in the NFL?
Female
or the next Tool album?
Female coordinator.
Well, the 49ers have a female coach right now, a defensive coach, right?
Yeah.
Is she going to get hired as a coordinator
or a head
coach before the next Tool album?
Next Tool album.
Only 64 of those jobs exist in the whole wide world.
Yeah, on Sunday, either the first or the second game, I think it was the first game in Kansas City, there was a lady referee. You know, I think it was the first female. I forgot what game.
Didn't we have a female?
No, but like in the playoff. Maybe it was that game. It was like the first female in the playoffs or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Because Collinsworth commented on it.
Put on something cute and move it into the kitchen.
Rosie was spirited.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. Oh, that's cool. I think we'll see more and more women getting into, and it will make the coaching ranks in the NFL. I mean,
the breakthrough is going to be the NBA, right? The NBA is going to be first.
Yeah. Popovich did something with Betsy.
Becky Hammond.
Becky Hammond, yeah. And again, it's like, I mean, after a year or two or three, it's a non-story, which is the way it was with when black quarterbacks, right? Remember, it was a really big deal when the quarterback was black in the National Football League. Remember, someone asked Doug Williams, how long have you been a black quarterback?
What was his answer?
Stared at him.
Man.
Didn't have a good answer?
No, I don't think he did. I can't remember what it was. Well, it was Super Bowl week.
You know, I don't know anything about anything, but I don't think any of us would even raise an eyebrow if Cheryl Reeve was hired as the next head coach of the Timberwolves.
No, right? You're absolutely right. No offense
to Ryan, but you get my point,
Rose
would
be pissed.
No, I would not at all. I love Cheryl. but you're absolutely right. I mean, it would be a milestone. It would be a breakthrough. But from our standpoint and from people watching Cheryl Reeve over the years, we would go, oh, how did she get this?
Yeah,
no,
right.
She's... Yeah.
The reason why it would be unique, though, in football is there are girls that grow up playing basketball or softball hockey.
No, that's a good
football.
Point.
Almost no females play football. So it would be, it's very strange to me that we're going to have a breakthrough in football anytime soon, because to me that would be the hardest one to truly be an expert in without ever experiencing it yourself. It's possible. It's just the hardest. Cheryl has played basketball, coached basketball. Like, she knows the game.
Correct.
So you could translate it from gender to gender. She knows basketball. She doesn't have to know male basketball. It's the same game.
At some point, that ceiling gets shut, I think, in football because of that very reason. I think, what kind of experience do you have? Well, I didn't play. I mean, pretty much everybody had playing experience or other coaching experience. Where do you get that coaching experience unless you get at the lower levels and move up the ranks? It's just, it's really, really difficult. Yeah, it's lack of opportunity.
But we've seen it. We've seen just virtuosos that just understand the game even though they've never played it, right?
Sean McVay.
Right, you could do. Well, McVay played, though.
Well, did he? Like at a high level,
I think he played college football.
Yeah, I mean, it's...
Wasn't he like Mr. Football in Georgia or something? I think McVay was a big deal.
May have been, yeah. Not sure.
Didn't work out. Like, he wasn't a pro player, right? But I think McVay was a big deal in high school, and maybe for a split second in college.
Well, BJ was on the 49ers.
He was a Scholar Athlete Award at Miami of Ohio. No, he went to Miami, not Miami of Ohio.
McVay?
Yeah, played. He began his coaching career in 2008 as a Tampa Bay assistant.
Well, speaking of the women's movement, I just saw this story. The WNBA PA just announced that the new collective bargaining agreement that Commissioner Kathy Engelbert says will triple top players' salaries in the WNBA. So I'm sure that'll be music to the ears of a lot of players. Well deserved, well overdue.
Why are we going to continue to give women opportunities when they don't even show up to their Tuesday morning radio gigs?
Where is she?
An hour and a half.
She should be here in a second.
Right. Okay.
She's just running late.
It's always running late.
More of the Power Trip Morning Show after this on The Fan.
The Fan.
And good morning, everybody. Power Trip Morning Show 801. It's January 14th already of 2020.
Hey, before we dive into a bunch of other stuff with Rosie and, of course, Carly will be here in a second. Remember that Will Smith I was talking about like 20 minutes ago?
Sure.
Halverson found it.
Oh, good.
Sounds like this.
I transitioned from my material world journey to my inner journey. And not in a weird way, just in a way is I got to be okay with me. I can't give a fuck what anybody thinks, and it's like, I don't even look at the box office anymore. I don't even want that in my mind, comparing myself to what other people are doing. And I had a brief moment there where I got stuck on The Rock, you know, and he doing all these billion-dollar movies, and I got stuck in, and that animal woke up again. But I was like, you know what? It's like, I realized there's never enough. You'll never earn enough money. If you stick yourself on sex, you'll never have enough sex. You'll never have enough of anything in the material world. So I'm into my space now where I'm letting go of that, and I just got to be good with me. I got to walk around happy and comfortable with me, no matter what the fuck nobody else thinks. Right. You know, and that's where I'm at right now, kind of detoxing my addiction to numbers and wins and comparison.
Rosie, when did you let go and stop caring?
Quite a while ago. The difference between stop caring, that's a great analysis, honestly, and being realistic the older you get about what's meaningful and what isn't hits you harder. I mean, as competitive as we all are, climbing the so-called ladder and getting to where we want to be career-wise, family-wise, whatever it might be, yeah, you realize, man, I'll tell you, I'm realizing it day in, day out. I mean, what really matters. And, you know, I just had some guy after, you know, after talking about the Viking fans reacting in a way, you know, kind of, you know, hanging out with 49er fans after this game. I won't mention the guy's name. He goes, you talk of Viking fans laughing, which is fine because nobody cares about winning. It all starts from the top, and that being okay is the goal. It's just a killer for a long time fans remember the Super Bowls. Everyone has their sights too low. So he's basically saying Viking fans who went to San Francisco shouldn't be mingling with 49er fans, laughing and smiling or having a beer and whatever it is after the game, because they should be as upset as the head coach or the owner or the... That's the most ridiculous. That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm talking
about.
Well, that
guy lives in the material world. Well, and he is a material girl.
Great point.
Yeah, but Rosie, a lot of us, though, to Will Smith's point, a lot of us do that, right? A lot of us buy expensive shoes and electric cars and high-priced condos and Lululemon sweatshirts.
I don't know anyone that way.
I mean, it's a rat
filling
race.
Filling a void.
I hate those people.
Filling a gap in your life is what you're doing.
Ask Carly about being a material girl in the material
world. She set the bar real high.
Oh, yeah.
But no, that's it is, and it's never enough. It isn't, and it means when the day's over, it really means nothing. Here we go.
Speaking of material girl, Carly Zucker joins the Howard Hill Morning Show. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Hi, Carly.
Jason's back to work, so my gravy train is gone.
Oh, yeah.
He got back quickly.
Baseball like bat, take care of that real quick.
Yes.
That was supposed to be 4-6, wasn't it? Under four?
Yes. 3 weeks.
Jeez, what a badass.
Mm.
Yep.
Broken ankle or whatever the hell technically was.
Broken fibula.
Right in his
broken
ankle.
Heart.
Broken heart.
Yeah.
He's a broken heart.
Broken wing.
Wallet. Oh, he realized.
Great point.
So what are we talking about? Material?
Chicks and stuff. Yeah.
Cool.
The rat race.
Just basic chasing the elusive whatever it is you're chasing and realizing it's not, not worth it.
Let me just stand up for myself.
Okay, go ahead.
Because you guys are directly making fun of me.
I don't remember that.
I like buying things.
What's wrong with that?
It makes me feel better about myself.
Me too.
Yeah, I like buying things.
I love
things.
It.
Yeah.
I like buying things because I like having things.
Here's how great hockey is. Last Friday, I walk in and he goes, he's talking about these headphones he has and how they aren't very good, right? I go, hey, I have this pair of headphones. He goes, what brand are they? He literally goes on Amazon, sight unseen, just buys them.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, it's so funny you bring that up. For the first time last night, I put them on. They are Bose 700 series.
Yeah.
Really, I'm sure they're better and more expensive, but they're like $300 headphones, more than I would normally spend. Oh my gosh. Are they great?
Mm-hmm.
I can't get over how great they are.
Yeah.
Crystal clear.
They're over your ear headphones, so everything is gone.
Better than Beats?
Can't hear anything.
Yes, 1,000%. Yeah.
Really? Why? So Beats are incredible.
So Beats are incredible, but my sources say that Beats spend a lot of money. Most of the technology in those headphones are in the weights they put in them to make them feel heavier, and that Bose is... I think Bose is
I've
a
I've heard the same
headphone.
Thing, that they're not as good
they're
as
they're not as
think
good
that,
as you
that
think
Bose
they are.
Bose is way better.
Yeah, Bose are phenomenal headphones.
So I can't get over how good they were.
The status symbol of having Beats, that rat race that we keep chasing just to try to make ourselves happy when we really don't need flashy
where
headphones.
Where is this all coming from?
I don't know, but where's the rat race? Because I like gambling
I
on racing and stuff
race,
like that.
Yeah.
You'd bet on rats racing?
Well,
dude.
As long as they're going, if they only turn left.
Again,
I'm not a big fan of road courses.
I used to bet with my friend when we were in middle school about whether or not turtles would make it across Highway 8 in Chisago City.
But there wasn't anything else to do there.
Yeah, see?
Well, that was okay, though.
They had a Dairy Queen.
He wakeboarded.
Yeah, I wakeboarded. I was
Dairy Queen
very single. Just doing backflips and no chicks cared.
Nope.
Yeah.
That
sounds like a line in a song.
I like that.
Now I have back issues, so it's come full circle.
You're old.
Yeah, you know what? This will make you feel younger. Let's give away something the kids would love. Caller number
drugs?
11. Right? Ooh, jeez. Oh,
Carly.
Wow.
Hardcore stuff.
Okay.
Not that sissy stuff with weed.
Caller number 11 right now will join your Minnesota Rocker Call of Duty team January 26th. At the Armory in Minneapolis for the Call of Duty League launch weekend. Get tickets at callofdutyleague.com while supplies last. Do you guys know what I'm talking about?
No.
Meeting. Sure.
No.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
We have a league. We have a professional Call of Duty team now, the Minnesota Rocker. They play their...
I thought you meant the Power Trip did.
No.
No, not no, anymore.
We just have a Twitch channel.
That's that's Wombo.
Cool. So, yeah, this is cool. So when they say you're, they're talking about all of us.
Yes, all of us. Yeah, not just the power trip.
So you're going to join the Minnesota Rocker Call of Duty team January 26th at the Armory, which rocks, for Call of Duty League launch weekend. Get tickets at callofdutyleague.com while supplies last, or be the 11th caller, 651-999-5326 or 1-800-320-5326. Cool? Cool. Right, Carly?
Yes.
Are you sleepy, baby?
Kind of.
What happened?
I just...
What's going on with Carly today?
I don't know. Yeah, no, I'm just... I haven't slept well. I don't know. I'm just...
You stressed out about life?
No.
Kids a pain in the ass or what? You regretting having a third?
No, my kids are great. I'm just... No, kids are great. I'm just tired.
Right. Jason's
It's the weather,
home.
Too.
Yeah,
the weather.
Jason's Mom been gone. Drain.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jason's a lot of work when he's there. Yeah, when he's there, he's just a lot of work. No.
Does he have a new haircut? What is he doing with his hair?
Does he? Yes.
No, it just looks different.
He went shorter.
Yeah.
I cannot believe you noticed that.
I noticed.
We all notice when he changes his looks.
Right.
Who the hell's
Yeah, he went a little shorter.
The hockey team, the Minnesota Rocker.
No, I don't know. I'm feeling.
Can I give you unsolicited health advice from somebody who doesn't know anything?
Yes.
Vitamin D, man.
No,
if you're not taking it, you got to be taking it.
Okay, so you want to know what I've been doing lately? You're going to laugh.
Many times as
Carly.
I can.
Hot yoga? Carly.
What?
Nothing.
None.
So, have you ever done those IVs? Those vitamin IVs?
No.
So, I don't really know how great they are, So, it's called Hydrate IV, and I've had them come to the house, and I've gone there, and they just give you, like, a massive dose of... like B12, vitamin D, vitamin C, all these things that you might be deficient in. Because I haven't been feeling great.
I am tired.
So, yes, and so I've been doing like an IV of this stuff. And I don't know, it's given me a boost.
Seem like it's helping.
Sounds like it's great. Yes. It's working great. I mean, I thought you were Sonic the Hedgehog.
I thought it was Tommy Olsen in here for a second.
Yeah. Okay, can we like reboot? Okay, I feel like
it didn't work out real well. It was a stinging endorsement.
Wow. I had to get all the kids ready and out the door today. And
was Jason just sleeping? What was he doing?
He's gone. He's on the road. No. Yeah, so that's what
I thought. Home for like the next month. I forgot that they
Went home
tonight.
After tonight.
Then it's seven straight.
Not one bit.
Okay, so can we like restart? Let's regroup.
Okay.
We're going to regroup break.
I'll help regroup.
We're going to regroup.
It's time for our national cash contest. Text the keyword ball. That's
shut
ball.
Up, bitch.
The 200 enter.
Just one ball?
Yep, one ball, pervert. To put a grand in your hand, send her text message and data what? Rate supply.
I stutter?
Yeah, all the time. Pointed out constantly.
Sauce, do you make a lot of money doing this?
Not one bit.
He's rich.
Yes or no?
For somebody who has no family and no one but me and my 11-pound dog.
You don't have to give bullet points. Do you make a lot of money doing this?
I do okay.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, babe. Well, Tony Romo is on the brink of being the highest paid sports broadcaster in history because it sounds like ESPN is prepared to offer him between 10 and 14 million so they can give Booger McFarland the boot and bring Tony Romo in.
Is that per year?
Yes. Yeah. He makes $4 million now through CBS, and they're saying 10 to 14 million a year.
This is the same network that just laid off how many employees in the last year? This is why people get really upset with big companies.
Here we go, Rosie.
Well, because they laid off I don't know how many people around the country, and now they're going to offer Tony Romo $10 to $14 million because their color commentators is horrible, and they want and Tony Romo's the best in the business.
Called investment.
Well, I don't know if Tony Romo's going to attract. I mean, he's really good at what he does. That's why they elevated him right away to the number one position with Nance. But man, that's just crazy. I mean, that's just I mean, really, not for Tony Romo. I mean, that's probably more than he made when he was quarterback in the Cowboys.
But ESPN, ESPN has spent a bazillion dollars on the rights for Monday Night Football.
Absolutely,
and everybody, and I mean everybody, hates.
But you
Booger.
Have
to,
and from the Lambda Moo team, Dudley Dawson. Booger.
Yeah, everybody hates Booger.
Even last night, when they showed him for a split second during the coin toss, it triggered people.
Yeah.
I have two questions.
Sure.
Ask Carly. She wants to
Carly,
answer.
Maybe you
My
know.
Mind is fresh.
What like, is, yeah, from all the,
yeah.
the IVs.
From yeah. all the IVs. Let's
what
do
What
does this.
Nance make? 10?
9? Maybe 10?
Yeah.
Probably 10, 9.5, maybe 10. Yeah. I would say right around that ballpark for sure.
No 7 idea.
Million a year.
Seven.
Number five.
Number 5 million. And I had another question that was about, unpopular opinion, not a question, unpopular opinion. Aikman's better than Romo.
Oh, totally agree.
100%. Romo gets old after about 2 quarters. You're like, stop talking, meat sauce.
Talks too much.
Yeah,
too annoying. Many predictions.
He guesses a lot. Yeah, but
Aikman,
he's good at what he
spot
does.
Spot on.
And he's handsome.
Spot on.
But I tell you what,
no Jimmy G.
This will fix what's broken for them. You know, I mean, it's a lot of money, and he's not as good as Aikman, but Aikman's got a job.
Well, is it still Tessitore though?
Don't know.
Probably.
I mean, he's not good either.
Well, I think he does a pretty decent job.
He might be 10 times better if he had somebody to throw to.
Right. Yeah, maybe. But I don't know how. Well, it's a good negotiating situation
Get
for
Nance.
Tony Romo.
Right, how good would Salt
CBS
be without Pepper?
Forever. He's got everything locked in. He ain't leaving
Pepper?
CBS. He's not leaving the Masters and the NCAA basketball tournament, all that, to go do Monday Night Football.
You know who they need to get? Oh, boy. Hold on, I got to find this. Hold on one second. I got to make sure I say this correctly. No? Oh, here we go. They need to get the Minnesota Sportscaster of the Year, Mike Grimm.
Yeah, nice going, Mike.
Way to go, Mike. Congratulations, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It.
I just saw that this morning. Yep. I don't know if it was just announced this morning or when it was announced, but congratulations.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Hardest working man in show business. Yeah, he won a pie for it.
He had a great year. Wonderful job.
What flavor?
It had to be either French silk or banana, one of the two. Yeah, if it's banana, I'm...
Carly doesn't like banana.
Mm-mm.
Banana cream pie whales.
She doesn't like cinnamon. What else don't you like?
Glad we know.
I'm trying to think how many things I know about you.
Take a nap.
Being awake.
I mean, I don't know.
No, I love being awake.
She hates alertness.
I don't like learning about other people's interests.
But you nailed it. Peanut butter.
And cinnamon.
Cinnamon.
Scott
and
Hamilton!
You don't like Scott Hamilton? No.
Well, I interviewed him once. I really like Scott Hamilton.
You don't like diminutive men. That's why you don't like Chris.
Her husband's diminutive.
Say that to
I can't believe you said that word.
Diminutive? He's not that small.
Can we give credit where credit's due?
Sure, baby.
My tweet about Jason's cameo. Yeah.
That was great.
That I had.
Did you legit pay Charlie for that too?
I paid $100.
$100.
Yep, I didn't tell him. I sent in the cameo, and I get a text from Charlie that's just like all the laugh faces emojis. He's like, I can't believe you just did this.
Did he accept your money? Or did he give it back to you?
He Venmo'd it back, but then I Venmo'd it back. Because I'm like, you can't give that for free. Like, your cameos are not free. It's had over 120 views.
120? That's not many.
1,000. Okay. Sorry. I have no brain today. Oh, my God.
Do more vitamin shots. More with Carly Zucker and Mark Rosen. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
I am tired. Take a nap many times as I can. Not one bit. I am tired.
We've ruined hockey, by the way. I apologize.
He's distracted?
Yeah, extremely.
Well, yeah.
Are you looking
from
for the right
by
song?
What?
So, there's something trending nationally on Twitter.
And that is?
Girls in yoga pants.
How is that any different than any day?
What day is this?
What's making it trend today?
There's one video that he saw, and he's wrecked.
He's right.
You're having knee surgery, right?
Yeah.
You're going to be on drugs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what came up.
Yeah, no, keep going.
Let's see.
That's not yoga pants.
There are no pants on that young lady.
Yeah, that lady.
Just go below
that.
They can do that on Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Turn
keep
that
going,
around.
Though.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Butts.
Yeah, there's just butts everywhere.
I don't know what that is.
E.T.
Yush. Yucky.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, oh.
Yeah, that lady...
Bounce a quarter off that.
That lady is in a pants.
That's not a yoga...
Man. Rosie!
Yeah, but none of those are yoga pants.
No,
they're
girl
not.
On the treadmill is.
There's one girl in yoga pants.
Yeah, just once, I want my ass to start a worldwide trend.
or to dismantle Chris Hockey.
Did you see Corey on that treadmill? The world almost stopped. He broke the internet.
Boy, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. I'm just going to be quiet. What I was about to say is going to be offensive.
It.
No,
just
I'm
going to
be stupid.
Just
no,
say it.
No. Okay, I'll say it.
Go ahead.
One of the best things about running a marathon and being slow is everybody's in front of you.
After you, young lady. After you.
Oh, my gosh.
After you.
Man. Sauce, what's your stance on butts again?
I just love them.
Butts are sweet.
Got it.
I just love girls. I love them.
What's not to love?
Carly, are you half awake?
I am. Yeah, I'm getting
so if you don't mind, I'll do headlines, but let's do it with the caveat that you, Rosie, pay attention. I get to comment first. Right? What? Ladies first. Not you.
That's fine.
Chivalry is not dead. Carly gets to comment first.
I'm fine with that.
I think that's an excellent idea, Corey. Thank you.
Now it's time for headlines.
Apparently, there's a new trend in male escorts, Carly.
Yes.
They're all about listening to their clients and being sympathetic to their problems.
Okay.
Interesting.
So everything your spouse is not.
Right. And isn't that basically why guys go to escorts, too?
Yeah, that's exactly why.
Yeah, that's why.
That's why I told the officer.
Oh, boy.
Sure.
Is that when you met my dad?
Yeah.
I
wonder, she just listens to
it
me.
It might be cheaper than a therapist.
Maybe.
Seriously.
It probably would be.
So just listen.
An hour and a half ago, we talked to Lynn Gilmartin about the devastation in Australia. Here's another piece of devastation in Australia. A cat in Australia did tens of thousands of dollars of damage to her owner's house when she managed to turn on the washing machine and flooded the entire place.
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh, that is one wet
whoa.
Cat.
Whoa!
Kitty cat.
Coral.
Whoa! Me?
Wow.
Me? Ow.
Uh-huh.
A guy broke into a Taco Bell in Georgia on Christmas and made himself some food. It turned out to be a former employee.
Oh, man. Can't blame him a bit.
Yeah, saw me a night where I might have broken into the Taco Bell.
What's your Taco Bell order?
I'd like to do one hard shell and one soft shell.
That's right.
Many times as I can.
You take
that's
a,
it?
Yep, she eats a hard shell, soft shell, takes a nap many times as she can.
The only time, I think part of your order, too, is throwing it at someone in the back seat.
Yeah, that was you. I'm sorry.
No, I don't care.
Washington, D.C. is now also the bed bug capital of the U.S., according to Orkin's latest bed bug rankings.
We're
so D.C. with bed bugs. And Carly, I've admitted on the show, I did not know bed bugs were real until I was an adult.
I don't think that's that weird, though.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm embarrassed about it.
He also thought...
There should be a lot more things you're embarrassed
Getty
about.
Lee was a lady.
I did, until like my early 20s. A former model in England stole nearly $300,000 from her grandmother with dementia.
Oh.
Oh, you're a terrible person.
Yeah.
Well, she's a model, though. Is she hot?
Corey. Probably. Cops, not a model citizen.
Cops in Texas are pulling fingerprints off slices of cheese that some vandals threw at a car to try to track them down.
Come on.
You can get fingerprints off of slices of cheese?
Yeah. Wait, let Carly go first.
Well, I mean, those, if you're thinking of like the Kraft single slices.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, those are pretty, you could get a...
They're very sticky.
Yeah.
You eat cheese slices?
I did. I crushed those when I was younger.
Oh, man. You know what? You eat Kraft one, you're going to eat an entire...
Yeah, that's the
I would argue they're the best thing to make a grilled cheese out of, too.
Okay. Like, you're
you can
right.
get all the fancy cheeses in the world, but there's nothing like a Kraft singles slice of cheese.
I'm with you.
There's a Simpsons cheese. Episode Wait, where Homer gets up at like midnight and sits and eats 96 pieces of cheese.
I can do that.
Great story.
I'm just adding to the conversation.
I thought it was a nice contribution.
You did. Yeah, it was a good contribution.
Remember, Carly gets to go first on this one.
She did already.
Yeah, she gets to go first on the last two as well, but specifically this one.
I never get to go first.
The Supreme Court has decided not to weigh in on whether women have a right to be topless in public.
Wait, one more time.
The Supreme Court has decided not to weigh in on whether or not women have a right to be topless in public. They're just going to temporarily pass on debating that. So, if you don't
weigh
mind,
in
Carly,
on the rest of our bodies, though.
Carly, let's vote.
Thank you.
You go first. Yes or no? Should women be allowed to be topless in public? We're going to do a show-wide vote.
1,000%.
Okay, there's a vote for yes. Rosie?
It's kind of restricted, I believe, in the world that we as we know it, but I would not be opposed to it.
You vote yes. Sauce?
I vote yes.
What is Chris Hockey? Think?
Chris is. I think he's going to be on the fence.
Yeah,
let's
I don't
see.
Know.
Chris, should women be allowed to be topless in public? Yes or no?
I'm gonna shock y'all. Okay, in designated areas,
yeah.
but I feel the same way about men. Keep your damn shirt on, Chesty McGee. I don't need to see your hairy chest in public. But I do find that I wouldn't want to necessarily walk into Manny's and see a bunch of jugs if I was with my fam.
On a beach, it's...
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think you've thought this through.
No.
But I also wouldn't want to see men topless at Manny's either.
My body, my choice, my friend. I'll go topless anywhere.
You know what? I dare you.
Let Carly go topless at Manny's.
I dare you.
Zach, what do you think?
Yes, I would love to see more topless people out there in the world.
Good for you, Zach.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, again, especially I'm in the minority. Manny's.
I'm going to also vote yes. So if you had the over-under at 4.5 and that Chris Hockey was the one descending
right, very
vote.
Very surprising. Yeah.
I mean, what just happened there?
Well, I'm trying to be real.
Yeah.
I don't want to see anybody without their shirt on if I'm with the fam at Valley Fair.
How about the ballpark?
The Valley Fair? What if there's like water slides and whatnot?
It's for kiddies.
Talk about like a roller coaster.
That place is for kids.
It's natural.
Yeah.
It's just the human body. Plus, like France.
I can't walk around craving milk all the time. I'm lactose intolerant in this bitch.
Last but not least, I think Chris has mentioned this next thing about 1.7 million times on the Power Trip Morning. It's very close. You've wished and hoped for that for almost the full two decades of the show, right?
Yeah.
This is legitimately something you've been asking for forever.
Oh, I know.
Scientists at the University of Michigan may have invented a pill that gives you the same benefits as working out.
Yes!
There it is!
Yes! Take all my money!
Mm-hmm. There it is.
Take all of it!
From a cardio standpoint, I'm not quite sure what...
Don't know, Rosie. It's just a headline. But if you would have guessed that he would have gone Judd Nelson... Is it Judd Nelson from Breakfast Club?
Yeah.
Which is what he's doing right now.
Right.
Yes!
I would have been way more convinced he was going to do that over the topless debate.
Yeah, correct.
But he's very excited about
the
Michigan
pills. But that's a good question. Like, the pill, does it give you the benefits in the sense of, like, the health benefits, like you said, like, with your heart and your mind and... all of that.
Or weight loss.
Or is it weight loss and, like, body?
Right.
Like, just physique. No,
there are pills for weight loss. They're not for
those are just laxatives.
Yeah, well, that too.
Hockey has been talking about this
ever
for, I think, 15 years. As Dude, long as I've known him.
Listen, I love the ladies, right? And I love the fornication arts.
But did you have a master's in that?
I do. Well, no, I used to.
Oh, he...
Careful.
Yeah.
Used to. But I can't do that whenever I want. But if I could eat anytime I wanted, as much as I wanted, and still be svelte.
Sign me up.
Oh, my golly gee.
Would everyone want to sign up for that?
Yes. My sources say Sauce doesn't eat.
I know he never eats. But that's because, and that's why you're svelte.
I'm not.
Olive Garden every day.
Oh, God. Burritos downstairs.
Chipotle.
Oh. Red Lobster Cheddar Bay Biscuits are like 600 calories a piece.
Yeah.
Mark me down for 10.
Give me a baker's dozen.
A lot of sad things have happened this week. For me, top five is when I had to put down the honey and Mackey ice cream the other day.
Oh, man.
Because I wanted to eat the entire thing.
What flavor?
I got the chocolate chip cookie dough.
Was Suzanne there? Did you say hi to her?
No, she wasn't in there. It was on Sunday. And we walked out. And you know they have them in the fridge. You can just buy them and go.
Yeah, you can buy like the pints.
Right. So I bought a pint of chocolate chip cookie dough. And I opened it up. And it was a forest of cookie dough.
Yeah.
It was perfect. It was the right amount of cookie dough. Just a little bit of ice cream. The rest of it was cookie dough.
Yeah, the best.
Yeah. Free advertising. That's my jam. That's my place.
She's
the best.
Have you ever made cookie dough and then put it in your ice cream?
No.
That sounds
genius.
You've
done this?
Oh, my. 1,000%. Yeah, all the time.
That sounds genius.
You just pasteurize eggs, make your own.
What does that mean, that they're not salmonella?
Yeah, you wouldn't. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You leave them in a pasture for like 6 days.
And then go, hey, are you ready?
And then they respond. The egg responds to you. Ready?
Like Humpty.
Let's do this.
No, and then you take your homemade cookie dough, and you put it in your ice cream. That is the greatest thing ever.
Honestly, cookie dough ice cream is one of my jams, but why even ruin the cookie dough?
Mm.
Well,
it's just that good. You don't need vanilla ice cream for that. Just eat the cookie dough.
You know, Corey, they have, you ever have Ben & Jerry's chocolate chip cookie dough ice cream?
I've had it.
It's literally the greatest.
They sell just the cookie dough now.
Do they really?
Mm-hmm. In bags. And it's unbelievable.
Yeah, put me down for 10.
See, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I want to eat an entire bag of that. Yeah. And not look like I ate an entire bag of that.
Rosie, what's your weakness? If you could eat one food that's just awful for you, but just every day, all day long, but you could just take this pill, what's your...
Chocolate chip cookies.
Just cookies in general?
Warm chocolate chip cookies.
Why don't you and Carly get together? She'll eat the dough, you eat the cookie.
I could.
Whatever she doesn't eat, throw it in the oven.
Since I was a kid, love them. Can't, yeah, just really, I won't get them, let them in the house anymore.
Man.
What, do they knock a lot?
Yeah, they do.
Can you imagine Hawk just sitting there for like weeks, now, the next couple of weeks after his knee replacement surgery, just hammering ice cream for like three straight weeks.
That's a huge bitch.
Absolutely.
I will tell you, when you wake up from your surgery, you'll be ravenous.
If you do.
If you wake up. But yeah, you will be ravenous. And you get to order, like, and this, I don't know what hospital, doesn't really matter. You'll be ordering stuff off the menu that you just keep, I want one of those, one of those, one of those, because your body will be reacting.
Tell me if I'm wrong.
You'll be in heaven. It'll be a little bit of pain, but you'll be in heaven because you'll be eating all day long.
I have to straighten it up after that day, though.
Yeah, that's okay, but your body's burning a lot of calories before.
Yeah, that's true. That's good.
So
that's good.
I remember that.
I loved being in the hospital with having the kids because nobody bothered me.
Yeah.
I got to pick off a menu. People brought me food and presents. I would have stayed there.
Rosie showed up.
Yeah, I had a catheter, so I didn't have to be
getting you. Go anywhere.
It was a vacation. I kept calling it a vacation.
That's super hot.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
You can go. It sounds like you need to go to the hospital again.
Yeah, you want to get a knee replacement? You guys can be like a hospital buddies.
Yeah, I'll just get one just because.
What else do you need done?
I keep telling Jason I'm just going to do like a full body thing.
Aww.
Rosie, what do you think she should start with?
Yeah, what do you think I should start with first?
It's like looking at the Mona Lisa here.
Should we get the knockers?
What are you talking
about? The knockers?
Do they do attitude
Nothing
adjustments?
Wrong. That would
come on,
wow.
It's a good joke. It's just a joke.
That's not funny.
It's just a good joke.
Right, because basically Mona Lisa was the original resting bitch face.
Correct. I didn't want to say that.
Jeez.
No,
Carly, I think you're very nice.
I am tired.
You smile way more than Mona Lisa.
I hate all of you.
She's also
Why?
A portrait.
Not you, Sauce.
Incapable Thanks, of changing her expression.
Nice about you.
Disgusting.
Jesus.
I'm disgusting, you said?
No. Way to go, Zach.
Come on, Zach. That was so mean.
No, these evil men in this room.
Got it. Yeah.
Gross.
No, I think we'll go knockers first. Let's do knockers.
Priorities.
Well, I'm in.
Let's do it. What if you came out of your surgery with two new knockers?
Oh, I'd be on my way to the hospital.
He'd never leave the house.
Oh, yeah.
Nice breasts.
Hockey and I would announce our marriage the next day.
I'll tell you what. I'd finally look good in a t-shirt.
And you would care if the Supreme Court votes on toplessness, because you'd show those things to everyone.
Well, everybody's going to want to see them.
And good for you.
Rosie's going to consistently wear a captain's hat, because he'd be motorboating like a man. Yeah,
what if Carly got hers done? What would you think about that, Rosie?
I'd also like to see her talk.
I'm not going
to
comment on her. I'm not saying a word, no matter what I say.
You're right. It's bad either way. But
it's
you're right.
Bad either way.
Already.
Carly is gorgeous. I'm just going
like
to leave it
see
at
her
that.
Topless.
What would you change, though, if you could change stuff
about you?
Yeah.
I don't really. I can't think of anything. Well, I could think of a couple things, but
Chris Hockey.
But I'm not laughing about that. I'm laughing about the way he said it.
Mm-hmm.
Ask him again, because I want him to be honest with you this time.
I can't do it.
F no. I don't want any of you to be honest with me.
Rosie, if there's one thing you could change,
Carly?
Carly, what would you change?
The beaver.
Mark!
Rosie! How do you even know that?
Oh, my God!
And what's wrong with it?
There is nothing wrong with my beaver.
Jesus. Rosie, they make candle scented like her crotch.
Did you see the best joke? Did you see the best joke about that bit yesterday?
No.
Yeah.
It's a great candle, but where's the wick?
All right. I like that joke a lot.
That's good.
By the way, I heard back from them. We are on the waiting list.
Oh, so you are officially on the waiting list.
Vagina candle waiting list.
That smells like my vagina.
That's what it's called.
They'll put that on the button bar.
That literally is what it's called.
Yeah.
Weird,
did you hear about that?
I still think we got to come up with a ball-related one. Just a scented candle just called, like, is that balls?
Sweaty balls? Question
mark?
Is that balls?
Shreddy balls.
Never mind. I was going to say something.
You better go to break.
I'm not going
to
say.
I'm not going to be the only one on vacation after today if we're not careful.
The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Final segment of the Power Trip, 8:45.
Final segment for you for the next week and a half.
Yeah, for a while. Right.
Unless
fix that knee.
Yeah, right.
Rosie!
Ah, come on. He's going to be fine. I told him, rehab. He'll be better new.
They tried to make him go to rehab.
I said
no. Before, yeah, you're right. This is before the surgery.
So. Yeah, right. Yeah, I don't know. I will have been in surgery for an hour and 46 minutes this time tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. And then I'll call you guys.
Doped up.
It'll be good.
It'll be great.
Awesome. He's going to have a lot of time over the next couple of weeks while he's laid up a little bit to watch films. Mm-hmm. Rosie, you like films.
I do.
The Oscar nominations came out yesterday. Let me go through the nine Best Picture nominees. Yeah, tell me what you've seen and what you liked. Ready?
Sure.
Carly, feel free to jump in. Do you watch movies?
No.
Not really.
Non-porn related?
Little kid. Yeah, no, I only watch porn. I actually only watch naked movies. But
naked movies.
Naked movies.
That's the nicest way to say it. Yeah. Josh, you watch a lot of naked movies.
Yeah, Naked Gun 1, 2, and 3. And a
great
third.
Films.
Two and
Wait,
a half
I
and
did,
three,
I feel like
and a third.
I just watched one of these movies. Yeah, I don't know, maybe not.
All right, here we go.
Nobody cares.
Rosie, have you seen Parasite?
I have not yet. I know about it, but I have not seen it.
I don't really know anything about it.
It's a Korean.
A good friend of the show, Nicholas Swartzen, loved that film.
Yeah, it's on my list.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah, I watched it on the plane to San Francisco again for the second time. Liked it more the second time than even the first.
Interesting to me because a lot of people don't watch movies the second time anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the fact that you guys both watched it twice
I did.
Intrigues me.
Yeah, you look for different things. And plus, I was bored. I had 3.5 hours to kill. So, I mean, it was perfect.
But to Carly's point, that gave you 3 hours to watch something new, but you still went back
No, I wanted to
it.
Watch it because I just love Tarantino movies, and I just looked for different things the second time around.
Real quick again. Carly, Pitt or DiCaprio?
What year?
Current? How about current? Or you know what? How about peak both of them? Whatever you define as peak Pitt and peak DiCaprio.
I think I would go peak DiCaprio,
mm-hmm.
but I would go Pitt now.
Yeah,
I like Pitt now more than I like. Well, I really like DiCaprio's heart because he likes the environment
and young models. 1917.
Well, I don't think I think it's coming out this week. I can't wait to see this movie. I'm very excited. I'm going to call my attorney and find out when he wants to go. And you know,
Didn't
I really
he
do
live through it.
World War One. It looks it's like a singular shot type of. I mean, the cinematography, everything about it looks phenomenal. I can't wait to see it.
Marriage Story.
No, again, that's been.
I'm out.
It's on Netflix.
It's on Netflix. Scarlett Johansson and Adam Driver.
Mm-hmm, that's correct.
Forget news about it.
Black Widow and Kylo Ren.
Pretty much,
Little Women.
I saw it, thanks to Chris Hawkey's recommendation, I saw it a week and a half ago, and I really enjoyed it. It was terrific. Ronan Sarisa, that pronounce her first name?
Saoirse
Ronan, yeah. But,
no, do you know, this really, is her, she's 25, I saw that, I read
unbelievable.
This morning. She's 25, this is already her fourth Best Actress nomination.
Oh my gosh. She's amazing. Greta Gerwig
Brooklyn.
Directed it, right? And she didn't get a nomination, which, again, no women directors got nominated,
you
which is
happy.
Ridiculous.
Well, and no women got nominated for Best Supporting Actor, either. Hanks, Hopkins, Pacino, Pesci, and Pitt.
How'd that
No
happen?
Women!
No, that's crazy.
Where the hell is it?
Let's see, Mr. Rogers.
Hang on a second here.
It's in there somewhere. Keep looking.
Yeah.
Saoirse.
It's very organized.
Here it is. Okay, fourth nomination, not for Best Actress. Fourth nomination for the Academy Awards, though. She's had Best Actress nominations for Lady Bird, Brooklyn, Now Little Women. Best Supporting Actress for Atonement.
She's really good in anything 25. She does. Yeah, she's a superstar.
Joker.
Well, again, Joaquin Phoenix was incredible. Didn't care for the movie.
Okay.
It's not a popular decision among a lot of people.
My same take with Dark Knight, but I get savaged for that.
Dark Knight is a great movie.
You're wrong.
It's a great
you're
movie.
So wrong.
The only good part's the Joker.
That's not even close to true. Jojo Rabbit. Jeez.
No, I haven't seen that either. The Nazi blah, blah, blah movie. Yeah.
It's like a fun, laughy
Hitler
film.
Yeah, exactly.
She.
Ford versus Ferrari.
I liked it a lot. Yeah, I thought Christian Bale was phenomenal. He's the big star in the movie. I think he got nominated. Yeah. So I would, especially the last hour. Yeah, last hour is riveting. Really good stuff.
Oh, I need to see that.
You really need to see that.
I thought you saw that.
Watch that.
I thought you saw it on Christmas Hockey.
No, we were going to. Remember, I told you we went to the theater and literally every movie was sold out at the movie theater.
Always is.
Could have stayed home and watched some naked movies like Carly. And the last one is The Irishman.
Again, I haven't invested, honestly, I haven't invested the 3.5 hours to watch it.
I did it. That's the only one I've seen so far. First 45 minutes are pretty slow. It gets better and better and better.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's worth a watch.
Yeah, but it's not like it's not going to win anything.
I think she might win.
I don't think it will. I don't think that's a chance of winning.
The problem with all of those is they all feel like Goodfellas, and Goodfellas was so freaking good. So, to me, it was just a worse version of Goodfellas. But I don't know, mobster movies, especially with those three guys over and over and over and over and over and over again, especially De Niro and Pesci.
And someone just said they
feels repetitive.
1917 in IMAX. It's a must see.
Oh my!
Yeah, everyone,
what a great idea.
That sounds
yeah.
raves about it.
Yeah, thank you for that recommendation.
You okay?
My good friend Scene Bear, hockey Scene Bear.
My little Scene Bear, yeah.
He saw it. He loved it.
Probably better than Dunkirk. I think we saw Dunkirk together.
Dunkirk was great. I'd had four or five beers, but it was still fun.
Well, I know, but
the movie was great. Yeah. It's Christopher Nolan, man.
It was.
Yeah, but did you know the one guy was in it?
Harry Styles? Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you thought it was a spoiler.
I did.
That was so funny. I sat next to him the whole movie.
I like Jim Carl Jr. better.
It's like it was Tom
when
Hardy.
That face mask thing came off, I'm like, oh, God, that's TH.
DH? No wonder you suck at initials.
TH.
I'm pretty sure
you. No wonder you're ugly.
He got you there. Hey, hey, Carly.
Damn it.
Yes.
When you have little ones, you only have little bits of time here and there to watch something. If you are an Amazon Prime member and you have Prime television service,
of
whatever it's called.
Of course she has Prime.
Watch Fleabag if you have it.
You showed me some of that clip.
I finished the first season.
I wasn't as captivated as you are.
I'm telling you. Watch it.
Why do you support women who write, direct?
I'm telling you, you're going to love it.
Ground.
We have no business.
Phoebe Waller-Bridge, whatever
tired,
the hell her name
turned
is.
Turned into Rosa.
So
why don't you support her?
Did you know it's Jason's birthday?
Today?
No.
So one of the next 365 days, he will age yet another year.
Did you guys know it's Jason's birthday? November 14th?
Sometime today or this year.
On Thursday. Okay.
On Thursday.
You know it's Jason's birthday, January 1st.
Tell him to come in the studio.
Happy birthday, Jason.
Happy birthday, Jason. Happy birthday.
In the future. I won't be on again, so I just wanted to.
Ever?
Well, he can come in.
No. Oh, my God. Give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
They need more vitamins. Go home and take another IV.
I'm so tired.
You might want to Uber home.
Just leave the car here.
I'll give you a ride.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking we should drink the wine thing together. Can I get in on that?
Oh, the
contest Jampa? Whatever? Yeah, good idea.
Yeah. Yeah, hockey, will you pay for it?
So the bit is that they believe, Rosie, they can, I should say, Rosie, Meat Sauce believes he can identify cheap wine from good wine.
I think I can, too.
Yeah, you know who'd be really good at it? Her husband.
Yeah, Jason
her husband
would be
taught me
phenomenal.
That. When we were in Vegas and
Jason
nobody would pay attention to the two
wine.
Of us, so we just kind of drank wine by ourselves. Yes. He knew a ton about it.
I have real Cuban cigars that I rolled in Cuba. We can smoke those and have wine.
Boy.
Wow, I've got to sign up for that party.
I know a guy who can get other things. Do a couple of...
Lines?
No,
Hits?
Never mind. Evan's texting me already.
Of course he is. Hey, caller 11 right now.
You just admitted you have a drug dealer.
Is going to get a pair of tickets to the world's toughest rodeo. January 24th, 7:30 at the XL Energy Center. So call 11 right now. 651-989-5326, 1-800-320-5326. You'll go to the world's toughest rodeo if you're the 11th caller.
Who's this, Hogs?
This is me.
Good luck with knee surgery.
Thank you, guys. God bless. I love you guys.
Good luck waking up.
You know what it means?
Are we doing the after show?
Yeah, of course.
I have something so good for you guys in the after show.
What a tease.
You know what it
means? So good.
No wasp for 8 days.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Ace of Base starts tomorrow at 5:30 right here on the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
If something happens, I loved you all. Thank you for a good life. Peace out.